Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, but
I like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. And
it's called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand the fart box into the ball sack or something like this. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
I'm praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh,
there they are.
No.
Hey, guys, leave.
The guys that ordered this beautiful weather.
Yep.
They're responsible for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And their slickers. And their rubbers.
It's the true story. He was a neo-Nazi.
That's
with
weather.
One true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And Mike was right, especially treated like it.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Peggy Pig and all the ships at sea.
How you doing, Peggy Pig?
Good to see you, Peggy Pig. Perhaps you saw them strolling arm in arm at the premiere of radio.
It's very classy.
Don Geronimo and Mike.
Whoa,
Mara.
Yeah.
We weren't well received wearing our goofy toupees.
Now they didn't like that.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday.
I was wearing wax teeth.
It's Rocktober 27rd.
Right.
Phone numbers have not changed since the weekend.
Same ones?
Always a good sign. 800-636-1067. That's the national number from Canada. You heard him. He loves Canada. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donald. Mike Burbank here.
Hello, Will. Oops. Now I've horribly messed that up.
I didn't
know.
Anyone
listening?
There we go.
Hey, what happened? Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
Oh, my.
Someone call for a doctor?
Hello! You know what that was? That was premature game show.
La, la, la.
Premature game show music, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
All of you players at home right now, get out your Don and Mike winning tickets.
Winning ticket time. Winning ticket time.
Getting ready to give away the luxury vacation of a lifetime.
Ooh.
To destination anywhere.
Destination anywhere?
Airfare provided by you pick the airline.
Wow.
Incredible.
This is a good prize.
Let me see if I've got this straight.
Yeah.
You can fly anywhere, and you can pick any airline.
That's right.
Amazing.
Not to mention, when you get to your villa, hotel, shack, whatever it is.
Yes.
If you got the winning ticket right here, congratulations. There will be a gigantic treasure chest there.
Mm-hmm.
Full of diamonds.
Mm.
Treasure chest full of diamonds.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
A treasure chest full of diamonds?
Yes. So you got the setup. You have your Don and Mike winning tickets out.
Biggest prize ever.
You know the winning tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the winning ticket game?
No.
Right. Here it is. If you had the clock in the studio not being set back, congratulations. Come on down and get your prize.
Okay, I'm completely confused now.
It was a game we had played last week.
Right.
With everything being wrong in the studio.
Was I here?
You were here last week. We did an entire show every day. Remember, something different would
play. I always thought it was just the microphones, but no, it's anything that's not working.
Anything. Well, it's anything that's not working.
All right.
You know, and today, that's why the prize was so gigantic, Mike, because
sure.
Who would have had the fact that the clock would be saying 4:01, while it's actually 3:01. I know it's 12:01 on the West Coast, but there you go.
Right.
Congratulations. Enjoy your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The gigantic treasure chest full of diamonds. If you had, and you got to bring your winning ticket down, if you had the clock being wrong.
So who was the overnight board operator between midnight and 3 a.m.
two nights ago
on Saturday? Yeah.
Now, I know everybody's calling now saying, where can we get...
I remembered it.
People are calling saying, where can we get these winning tickets you're speaking of? Well,
stay tuned.
That's why you
your chance to win's coming up soon.
That's why you have to listen to every second of absolutely every show.
I enjoyed the falling back this weekend.
Well, it's, you know, Mike, as I said on Friday, it's the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time that I live on year-round.
Even though we get more daylight, I'm not really happy about springing forward because you lose an hour.
Right, so now you gained an hour.
But then when you're coming home from work the next day, it's sunnier when you're coming home from work.
Yeah, but now when we leave work today, it'll be totally pitch dark when we leave.
Pitch black.
It'll start getting dark. I don't know. Sometimes in the winter it gets dark like at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Here, but that's just where we live. Normally, it's 5, 6 o'clock-ish.
I think that the whole fall back thing has just discombobulated me because I, on the weekend, cut the dickens out of my finger.
Oh, dear.
I cut my finger while cutting the cheese.
That had nothing to do with the time. The going back or going forward.
Oh, I disagree. I think it was completely due to the time change.
Let's be honest, the naked chef.
No, I really was trying, and I think that my finger was severed, almost severed. Look at that. Almost cut clean off.
Barely there.
Oh, come on.
Look at how bad that
is. Would you like to leave the show and go to the emergency room?
I think I might need to. I've got the Neosporin all over it, so. See, now look, now what I want to tell you, Rob, I know it looks very little.
You're looking at it, Rob.
It looks like very little to the naked. Let me explain something before you comment.
What does it look like?
Is that, I'm not sure, but is that gangrene?
You know why this looks good? This looks good because of my skilled abilities as a first aid practitioner.
When did you get the stitches out?
I didn't. this wound.
Rob, it required no stitches.
But he said it was a huge cut.
This wound innocuous. It looks innocent. But let me tell you right now, one brush opens that and it goes deep, almost down to the bone.
Did it squirt?
No.
Oh, get out of here.
I put a Jimmy Neutron Band-Aid on it.
Well, there you go.
Post-haste.
Can I relate to that? You didn't have any SpongeBob Band-Aids?
I do. They're on the upper shelf.
Get out of town.
Okay.
For goodness sakes.
Well, whatever.
did you say whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
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 Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there. Hello.
Oops.
Had it. Lost it. Gone. Try another one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don.
Yes, I am, and Mike's here as well. So
yeah, and you can at least greet me, sir. I mean, I'm almost not being able to do the show due to blood loss today.
I'm just going to back out because I'm not talking about fingers. I've got the winning ticket, but it's not the topic, so I'm just going to back out.
You have the winning ticket?
I have the winning ticket, but I've got one question.
Yeah.
Reading the fine print, it says that the airline, it's the Concorde. Can that be changed at all?
It's the Concorde.
I'm sorry. That offer just ran out.
Your trip to the Dulles Air Museum.
I'm sorry.
Darn. Well, thanks anyway, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. See you, funny guy.
Is the price transferable?
Yes.
It is?
Okay. No.
Only to him.
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry.
It's not?
No, it is. Well, if you have information that I don't have.
It's transferable only to employees of WJFK.
Right.
Oh.
And their families.
And their entities. And incidentally, where are my entities?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think you'd have to lift that sweatshirt up there, boy.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, how'd you enjoy waking up this weekend a little bit hungover and seeing that twat Leah on your parade section?
Oh, Lisa Remini?
Yeah.
Got it right here. We'll be devoting a couple of moments of our valuable time to Lisa Remini.
Very good.
Very nice. Tear her up.
Okay.
There's a tremendous groundswell of hatred for that woman in our listening audience.
Well, there always has been. Yeah. You know, really, what we're going to have to do is probably just put something over this clock. Like a piece of paper?
Does anyone know how to set it back?
Well, there's a magnet that you use, and we don't know where the magnet is.
Wendell doesn't know?
I hate to be picky. Uh-huh. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, post-it notes, dude. That's fine.
There you go.
It's just I look at that thing, and I think, Jesus, 412?
I know. Same here.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Yours isn't set back either?
Both of my clocks.
Hold on a second.
Oh, is that a double winner?
Did you put that music away already?
Can we have two winners in one day?
If you've got your buzz-winning ticket, now don't forget, there's the mic-winning ticket.
Right.
When Mike's microphone is broken,
right. Mm-hmm.
There would be the Don-winning ticket. That would be generally when something on the board side of this, like mm-hmm. sound effects or, you know, something like that, when that goes wrong.
Right.
But then you've got buzz. And if you had a buzz ticket buzz...
Yes.
What... It's wrong. What's wrong in your studio?
Both the clock on my console and the clock on the wall, both still reading daylight savings time when they should be on standard.
You know what I'd be curious about? I would be curious if anybody worked with or knew of a person that was so daft that they showed up for work an hour late today.
Oh, I'm sure they did, but that's... You know, Mike, that's almost...
It's almost like water cooler talk.
It's almost like morning zoo-ish stuff.
But, I mean, I am curious.
Shane, if you knew anybody...
But do you think anybody would be that stupid?
Or maybe you... Yeah, I think they're probably...
Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever had that experience? Like, yeah. I haven't. Radio people don't do that.
Mrs. Spiewak didn't realize it until about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. She's out of
town.
That's
different. I think 4 o'clock... I think you get the whole day Sunday.
Okay.
My favorite daylight savings time story is about a town in Florida that in the springtime sprung forward, went to bed... During the night, there was a thunderstorm, and there was an electrical outage for 1 hour. So that when they got up the next day, they thought they were on the right time, but they'd lost the time again.
Hey, now that...
Yeah.
And if you had that, now, come on down for your brand-new Chevy Malibu.
Buzz is just hawking his new TV show, Return of the Twilight Zone.
That's right.
And you know what, Rob?
Scary.
I appreciate the fact that you put the post-it notes over the clock so that the time doesn't screw me up. But maybe, and you know I love you, but maybe not a personal message. Just the regular post-it notes. Just the regular post-it.
Oh, I love it when he throws it away, too.
You know, because there's always something special.
It was real naughty, wasn't it? Was it real evil? When you throw them away, it's really evil.
Of course.
Borderline. Yeah. Borderline R.E. Borderline real evil.
Sure.
The weekend here, let me get to this. And then, yeah, we're jam-packed today. First, I should tell you that my brother is just a son of a gun. And we're going to get him on the show this week.
Good.
I discovered this weekend that my brother did not receive a vasectomy.
Oh.
That I sent him money.
He used it for toys.
He did, well, he used it for legal toys. Oh. He used the money that I sent him to go to court for baby number three.
Custody? First things first.
Yes, for baby number three.
And so he wants to have a house full of kids?
Well, he has lost that battle now.
Oh.
He has lost that battle. Hold on, let me type this call. Hello, Richard.
Yeah. Where did you get these tickets at?
The winning tickets?
Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Everybody has one. Everybody listens should have theirs by now.
Can I call Leah Remini a bull dyke?
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead. Call Leah Remini a bull dyke.
Yeah, she's a bull dyke. She likes to lick it, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, good luck getting that winning ticket.
And he's gone.
I have the lost custody ticket. Hello? Hello?
Ask.
No, he's gone.
Right. Hello,
So we have one there. So I get that call from my brother on Friday night, and I say, well, I got no time to deal with this. Deal with it next week because we're off to Parents Weekend.
Yes,
right.
Down in Clemson.
Right.
And my wife is already there. She's got this thing about flying, so she's driven down with another of the Hausfraus, a lady whose son goes to Clemson as well from the Washington area. So the two of them... hightailed it out of town. They drove, and I flew, and I left Saturday morning. I want to start before I say anything to say, at least at Dulles International Airport, I really thought the security was good, and we've talked about how bad security is at a lot of different airports.
Yeah,
this is how good it is. There was the guy that was standing where you put your bags on that little thing to go through the X-ray thing.
The conveyor belt.
So I'm standing in line, and I'm waiting, because there are, of course, foreigners there who just don't get it that, you know, you have to take off a coat. But what if you're dressed in one of those wraparound jobbers?
Like a sari or something like that?
Yeah, there was the whole discussion about this going on, and could the woman go through wearing this?
Right.
I'm just standing there holding my thing, please, let's just get the F through. Anyway, I had my cell holster on, and I had my cell phone in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then as I got closer while this woman was arguing, I thought, you know, they're probably going to ask me to take it out, so right. I just unzipped it and put it in my bag. And unbeknownst to me, when I got up there, first thing the guy said to me, excuse me, where was the cell phone that you had in that holder?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I look? I said, no. You know, they knocked yourself. That was good, though, that the guy
spotted
that.
The security at Dulles, I'm... You know, going through with my two little kids and both times having them, get screened themselves. Nobody's getting through there. I mean, they seem to be doing a very, very good job.
Good.
Now down in Greenville, South Carolina.
A little more lackadaisical.
A little more Andy of Mayberry-ish down there. I'll tell you about that in a second. So I just wanted to make sure to say something because that is increased security.
And well, you know, and the people that are doing it, at least my experience has been, they have made the changes at Dulles Airport, and they're doing a great job. And those people are, not only are they doing the job, but I also think they're doing it in a pretty professional way, and they're being as nice as they can be under the circumstances. And that has got to be tedious, because, I mean, you basically now when I go through security at Dulles, I strip down to my boxer shorts because something metal is going to go off. But I take my shoes off and my belt off.
Hold on, there is a buzz call here for Buzz. Daniel.
Yeah, Buzz, I have to call you on that story, man.
Go ahead, call me.
How can the whole town be an hour behind just because of a power failure?
Because when they had a power failure, well, okay, most people in the town woke up the next day and they were back on the time they were on before.
Hey, Buzz, this would be a good chance for Buzz.
The clock.
Good chance for Buzz to play this game. Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Guess where this wonderful, treasured, listener caller is calling from?
From Sacramento?
Anything you'd like to say to him, Buzz?
Yes, there is. Are we ready?
Congratulations, Buzz. You've won the first Sacramento caller of the day.
Yes, and I have just one thing to say to him.
Wow! Wow!
Drop the F-bomb on.
Wow!
You can't do that, Buzz.
Yeah, sure I can. Just
Buzz
did.
Buzz never does that.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey, you know. Now, you can't,
you
can't drop the S-bomb.
He's tainted.
I didn't drop the S-bomb.
You said bull F.
Oh.
Can't you just little better? Can't you be a little better caller?
I think that stuff from the checker
All right,
got to
just stop it. All right. Get off. Buzz.
Yes.
We're going to run out of delay,
yes.
But I'll give you the chance. to just let this, and then I'll hang up on him. Go ahead. Buzz?
Yes, a letter, but.
Oh, never mind. All right, I hit the delay. Anyway.
He's an ass.
Anyway.
He knows how I feel.
You're real happy, aren't you, sir?
Hey, Buzz said the F word to this.
You're a Sacramento caller.
Happy Monday.
This tool. And we love Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Great radio market. Great market for us.
Right.
Like, boys, what?
Rob and I were giving each other a look that said something almost came back just then.
There's
something
not
almost
a need.
Came back on the show.
There's not a need for that to come back.
Yeah, we were close with that guy.
I know you were very
close. I was
close.
Feeling like putting my dancing shoes up.
If anybody had the right to lead the dance,
right.
It was Buzz.
It was Buzz, but and Buzz doesn't do the Sacramento dance.
But Buzz dropped the F-bomb. Buzz he never did. Drops the F-bomb.
I thought it was a beautiful thing.
He never drops
it. I could learn to dance.
You know, Buzz said, I want to say something. I thought he was going to say something, you know. Like, Buzz usually has a witticism ready.
Right.
You know,
something clever.
One thing to say to you, sir, you're not paying attention. Just something simple like that. And all of a sudden, out of the blue,
boom, you come right down to our level.
That's a good way to start the week.
Sure is.
A good F-bomb.
I feel better.
From Buzz. So, wow, thanks, Buzz.
You're welcome.
He cheered us all up, didn't he? That's a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. The my wife's already down there in South Carolina, the upstate, as they call it, and I'm flying in. And the deal is...
Why do they call it the upstate?
I don't know, because it's in upper South Carolina. I don't know.
Oh, you mean the upstate region of South Carolina.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not like the nickname. Like it's the boner state or something.
He's not on the license plates.
The upstate. Yeah.
So you're in the upstate.
This is what they got in their license plates. They got a big Woody.
There's the low country, and then there's the upstate.
I guess. Or maybe they just want to feel better about themselves as opposed to the people in the low state.
Get it upstate. If you want to go for certain products, you get it upstate.
Mm-hmm. So anyway. My son, we're on the phone with him on Friday, and Frida's saying now, of course, she's driving down. She said, I can pick Dad up at the airport. My plane arrived at 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. The game started, the football game, the Clemson game, at 12 noon.
Did they win?
Yeah, they won. They killed NC State. Or NC, I'm not sure. The one with blue, Michael Jordan School.
Ah.
That's the North
NC
Carolina.
NC State.
That's the North Carolina that they beat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Or the University of North Carolina, whatever.
That's it. So we figure, hey, Buzz with a whatever.
He's feeling it today. You have any absinthe over the weekend?
I did. The real stuff. Didn't
really?
Do a thing.
Really?
Not a thing.
All right.
Hold on.
I had more fun on the show last week with the fake stuff.
More
really?
Breaking news from Buzz.
Yeah.
Hold on. And I can wait on this.
No. There's nothing to tell.
I can wait on this. No. I want to know. You had the
I chugged a little airline bottle of allegedly real absinthe. And in this case, I had a full stomach as opposed to an empty one. And it just didn't do a thing. Not a thing.
You didn't feel any, so.
No, I didn't even feel drunk.
Maybe you got gypped by I don't want to say.
Or maybe
it,
no. I just
got it from a friend.
It was a gift, and I appreciate it, and I still want to try it. It just apparently, at least on a full stomach, wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or maybe it was like that deal with Cuban cigars. I got a lot of times I meet very nice people who say, "Hey, I've got a great Cuban cigar for you,"
and it's a fake.
And you know, it's a dog rocket.
Yeah.
Aren't about 90% of them artificial?
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about. Rush Limbaugh's got about 9% of the 10% that are real.
That are real. So I'm going on the internet. I'm going to order the real stuff in a larger bottle.
Cabbage.
Yeah, with cabbage.
So you're going on the internet.
Yeah.
You're ordering a larger bottle.
Spend some cabbage. Get a big bottle of my own, of the real stuff, chosen by me, and then I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
How down were you when nothing happened?
Oh, I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I was on my way to a haunted, a haunted hayride and then haunted house thing at the time. I thought, you know, would really enhance the experience.
Yeah, that's great. Nothing you want to do when you're going on a haunted hayride than start hallucinating with, especially if there are any young children around.
Exactly.
Mommy, why is that man jumping up and down?
See, that's the buzz I know. That's the game plan.
Right.
Were you pick an event that you would not normally...
Something that would enhance the experience.
Yeah. You know, and maybe if someone said we're going to go on a picnic pumpkin patch ride, you might go, okay, maybe. But then all of a sudden you think,
I'll take my little green liqueur.
I'll drink my green liqueur and I'll have the time of my life.
Wow, look at those pumpkins. So orange.
And nothing.
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 Sorry.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Did
not
you,
a thing.
Did you report back to the guy?
No, not yet. Well, he's probably hearing it now. But
on the radio,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not yet.
So you're going to get a big bottle of it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let us know how that turns out.
I will.
How big? How big will the jug be?
It'll be about the size of the bottle I had last week of fake absinthe.
It'll be a jug.
Yeah.
Like with XXX on it?
Oh, yeah.
Like Snuffy Smith?
Skull and Crossbone.
That's moonshine.
All right, Buzz. Well, let us... You see, there's...
I will.
Wow, there's a font of information from Buzz today.
There is.
Right at the beginning of the show.
He's feeling his oats today.
The dropping of the F-bomb and then the horrible, horrible accident with the absinthe and nothing happened.
Right.
Nothing happened.
Did you enjoy the hayride?
I did, very much, yeah. Especially when one of the ghouls told me to grow a set. When I jumped, I went, oh! Like, I said, ah, grow a set. It was a fun hayride.
Now imagine, though, if he had said that to you and you were on the absinthe.
Yeah.
You would have stabbed him in the eye.
He'd be dead by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
The only problem is by the time Buzz gets his absinthe, all the haunted hayrides will be over.
Yeah,
he'll have to go to, like, the Festival of Christmas Lights.
Oh, which could be even better.
Hey.
Nice nativity. Wow, that baby Jesus is so cool.
Follow
wow.
That star.
Is that a triangle or a Christmas tree? Wow.
The donkey's talking to
me. I see angels.
I see angels.
All over the sky.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
You are funny.
It's Buzz's Absinthe Christmas.
Happy holidays. There you go.
Oh, goddamn. Robbie, it's too early for that. You're a sucker for that Christmas stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Robbie likes the Christmas music.
Don't do it. It's certainly not early enough for that yet. You know, we're going to hit a break.
Sorry.
I will come back. No, Buzz. No. Listen. Let me explain the format of the show to you.
Okay.
4 hours a day to fill.
Gotcha. Amen.
You know, you come to the state to the table.
Uh-huh.
You bring your stuff.
I brought stuff.
You get your time.
All right.
And I've got my Central Pennsylvania Odyssey that I want to share with
you.
And I've still got my whole embarrassing weekend at Clemson to get.
We covered a good part of the Eastern Seaboard this weekend, the three of us.
Yeah, I think so.
But we also have on tap directly this Parade magazine thing with Lisa Remedy.
You know, I still have a soft spot in my heart for her.
I don't know. The more I read...
is this going to push me further away from her?
Not really. It's that last thing in Parade magazine, but Brady, you know, I always thought it was the guy that John Hinckley shot, but it's not. It's some other guy named Brady.
Right, James Brady.
Right, he's got the same name. Mm. And he does like a one-pager on someone who's hot or needs some buzz or whatever.
Mm.
I'll just tell you this one part. This summer Lisa married her longtime boyfriend, Angelo Pagan. I asked if the groom was an actor or a civilian. He's a professional, she said, but he also runs a restaurant. That's our girl.
Good cover.
That's our
camera likes her.
Fetching.
That's our lady. And we're also going to, we had that guy, Buzz, who's that guy from around here, the guy with the funniest, Chap
Peterson.
Chap Peterson was here. I have news for you. There's a new candidate that I'm interested in, and I'm going to introduce you to him and invite him to come on the show much the same way that Patterson did.
Peterson.
Chap Peterson. Sorry about that.
That's at the literature, the campaign literature?
This is the literature. I'm going to share it with you all momentarily. Mike, I'll just give you a brief hint. And
hey, there you go.
And
all right.
How you like that, huh? Now, is that right out of... Okay.
Right.
Okay, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it. We got a guy right here. We got
right.
A guy.
Be good to hear.
We got a guy. Well, listen, here's the... I can't take credit for this myself. It's a third generation of Spiewax that I'm fortunate enough to be involved with. Godfather to Trip, the latest one. Buddies with Rob,
right.
The middle one. And then... Big Robert Spiewak, Spiewak the Third. That's Rob's dad.
And on the Spiewak family crest, you know, you have to get through that Latin or whatever it is on the bottom, it says "Champion of the Minorities."
Yeah,
but that's what it says on the crest.
Yeah. Mike, beyond the obvious, there are many reasons that I'm going to support this guy. Anyway, this literature came my way via...
Now you have to stop short of giving a full-fledged endorsement.
That's true. He hasn't called...
I want him to come down.
You can have him come down. Mm-hmm. You can't say I'm going to vote for him.
Right. Oh, well, I can't vote in this anyway.
Oh, you can't. But if you could, you would, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, maybe I can. It's Fairfax County. But you're right. I won't endorse him.
Right.
Anyway, I just want to thank Bob Spiewak, Rob's dad, who's a naturally funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
Because he knows... He knows what's funny.
Mm-hmm.
He really does. In a Canada.
It was mailed to my father, and so he thought that it would actually be of more use to me.
There you go.
As a public servant.
And
of the airwaves.
It got put right on the to-do pile.
So we've got somebody else now in the Don and Mike political spotlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're interested in primarily, I'll tell you what drew me to him, much like the last guy, Chad...
Peterson.
Peterson.
Chad Peterson.
Chad Peterson is...
Chad Patterson.
Is this young man's name.
Right.
Which is what drew me to him. But
I can't wait to hear.
I'll save that until the next break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How's that shake?
Halloween is coming, Mike, and it's time to get rid of those scary old phones.
Don's having his his diet shake.
Let me just tell you, I know it's a commercial for...
Could you drink that shake while you were on the phone?
No, I couldn't get a word in edgewise with my wife.
Well, I was just really not bringing that up. I was actually going to suggest that you switch to singular and treat yourself to a brand new phone, Don.
I gotcha.
It's very scary. You can get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate when you're drinking your Slim Fast shake.
What was the phone again?
It was a Sony Ericsson T26 free after a $20 mail-in rebate. All you have to do is call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR, log on to singular.com, or visit any Singular wireless store in the area, and be sure to tell them that Don and Mike sent you with our chocolate diet shakes.
I'll tell you this, that unlike this commercial, which was just, thank you for reading both parts of it.
My pleasure.
The Singular commercial.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store.
You can believe it. Unlike this.
Scary commercial.
This is a can of BM I just got.
WJFK. The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so what do these fellas do? Cheated cards? Steal some strays? Spit on a rich fella? What?
No, they cut up a woman.
What?
Yeah, cut up her face, cut her eyes out, cut her fingers off. Everything for cunning, I suppose.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
You never fail, Rob. Normally, I'll pick the tapes out.
Right.
We're coming out of a break. They pick the music. The bumper is just whichever one of, like,
right,
any of them comes up. Well, I was on the phone with my wife, and then Rob says, you got the live commercial, and I'm drinking the BM diet shake.
Right.
And then Mike's reading. I turned to Rob at one point. I said, you got to pull the tape. And shock.
Ah, pull that tape.
That Rob pulled one that hasn't been played for a long time.
There you go.
Good one from The Unforgiven, where Clint Eastwood refers to it as her cunny.
Mm-hmm.
Her cunny.
Yeah.
Yep. So the weekend. Cunny is funny. Cunny is funny.
Funny cunny.
So I'm at the airport. I arrive in Greenville, South Carolina, at 9:30 on Saturday morning. Now, in theory, if my kid is there,
right,
we are going to go right from the airport right to the football game. I'll leave the bag in his car. I'll hook up with my wife later and get our hotel accommodations, because 86,000 people come into this little town,
right,
for the football games. You know how it is. It's jam-packed traffic. So the whole thing is, get there early, get the earliest flight in, get right into town. Don't worry about the traffic.
Good.
Plane arrives, give them a plug, United. They arrive 20 minutes early.
Well, United Express?
Or 10 minutes early, I apologize.
Well, still.
Between 10 and 20 minutes, yeah, early they arrive.
A little prop plane?
No, it had no wings. It had a little jet.
It had no wings?
I mean, it had no propellers.
Ah. It was a jet?
Yeah.
It was a small jet?
Yeah. Mike, you know me in planes.
Wait a minute. Now, you know the difference between a big commercial airliner and a small jet that's tiny.
It was a small plane, but it did not have propellers on it.
Yeah, it was probably one of those little Canadair jets that is flown by Atlantic Coast Airlines.
I as a matter of fact,
operated under the guise of United. But I don't think they're affiliated with United anymore.
Well, I believe that that logo was on the logo that was on the napkin when I asked for my diet beverage.
They're in the throes now of fighting off a hostile takeover attempt by Mesa Airlines. I happen to know, you know how I am, right? The phobia actually makes me pay more attention to those type of things.
Well, you know, I don't even know what type of plane I'm getting, and it's just, here you go, seat B1. I'm glad because I got the first seat right up.
Pilots are actually part of a deal right now where they're trying to get a clause in their contract that they get some sort of raise if they're taken over by another airline, which could make the hostile takeover bid from Mesa Airlines less plausible.
I will tell you this, that every pilot that I saw, and I saw about eight of them.
Did you have one flight attendant?
Two.
Two.
What's wrong with that?
Well, now I'm thinking you were on a bigger jet.
Hmm.
Were the engines under the wings or in the back?
I have no freaking idea. And I take it back. It was just one. Would you just one attendant because it was a woman on the way down and it was a man on the way down.
You were on one of those little regional jets.
Did it have a grayish interior?
I don't know.
Do you know I love me the regional jets?
I know you do, but guys,
it's a great way to fly.
Whatever, they got in early.
Yeah, because they always do because they're fast.
And I'm there, and now that I think about it, it was 10 minutes early. So I figured I got 10 minutes to kill. I go, I take a leak, I go into the gift shop, get the newspaper. I'm standing outside. It's 9:40. The plane should have arrived at 9:30, so I'm thinking it's now 9:40.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stand out front and wait for my wonderful, dutiful son to come pick me up.
Sure. Right.
I stood there until 10 o'clock, at which time I called his cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I got that thing. It didn't even ring. You know how someone...
Yeah.
You know the phone is turned off if it goes right to voicemail.
Yeah, you get the quick voicemail. Right.
Right. And incidentally, it's always a great way to know if someone's blowing you off or not. If it rings like 3-4 times, and then it just goes right to message, someone is either on the phone and has seen that it's you, or sees that it's you and just turns off the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I do that with myself all the time. But it goes right to voicemail, so I know he's not by his cell. His cell's turned off. So I call the phone in his dormitory, and I get the machine.
Mm. You know, hello, Mr. Cleaver. Hello, Linda. This is the room of Bart.
I leave the message. Hey, dude, it's Dad. But I'm sure you're on your way here now, because what I don't want to do is rat him out to the higher power yet.
Right.
I don't want her to know yet, because she's already there. She's at the hotel. She's in town with the other family and just waiting for me. And it was like the one job that my son had to pick me up at the airport. So finally at 10:15, I've now been on the ground for over 45 minutes. I call my wife and I said, hey, the boy never showed. And she said, I'll call you back. And she went across campus. Remember, she used to go to school there.
Right.
And I'll say this. My wife has got balls. I love my wife, and I love her for a lot of reasons. One of the main reasons is that I don't like it when she does it to me, but I totally endorse it when she does it to others.
Mm-hmm.
She has balls. She goes over to my son's dorm, knocks on the door until she elicits a response. Then, now, I didn't see this, is only how it was portrayed to me. The door is open back a crack. There, the smell of boy is everywhere. He and his roommate, it's now 10:15 in the morning, and he said, your dad has been waiting at the airport for nearly an hour for you. And he said something along the lines of, my alarm didn't go off, or my alarm didn't wake me, at which point she just said, goodbye, slammed the door, and left.
Wow.
Now, I've had this tactic applied to me by my wife before.
Pretty tough.
And I'm telling
you. Pretty relentless.
I'm telling you, especially for a college kid, it's impossible to win this fight. I'll tell you one time that my wife did this to me, and the worst overreaction you can ever have. We were living in the house that we're living in now, so Bart had to be 8 years old, maybe 9 years old. My wife and I are going at it about something. And then at that point, she says, there is no point talking to you. I am going out. And she goes out and gets in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she shuts the door, and I hear, you bitch.
No.
I go out. I can say this now.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm the idiot.
Mm-hmm.
because what I do is I go outside and she's in the car, and I asked you not. I pounced on the hood of the car. And I said, I mean, I was nuts. I said, you can't use this tactic on me.
Right.
You can't do this, have a fight, and then walk away. And meanwhile, the window comes down just like half an inch. And she goes, I'm only doing this because you're acting this way. When you're settled down, we can have a sane discussion about this. Meanwhile, she said many insane things to me during
right
the point that brought us to this point. But when it always gets to that crunch point, and we thank God have not had one of these arguments. That might be the last one we had like it. But she's the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best because she says to my son, "Your dad's still at the airport." He goes, "Huh? Why? What? But Mom, just..." And she says, "Never mind." Slams door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now this is where I'm a little cruel. Because she calls me up, and she says, you're not going to believe, he's on his ass asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to have to figure out your own way to get here, because the traffic getting into town, by now it's going on 10:30. She said, the traffic into town, there's like a 15-mile backup to get it. Cause it's like,
what's it, a 1 o'clock game?
A 12 noon game.
12 noon game.
12 noon
oh,
game.
God.
She said, you're going to have to try to get a rental car. And just drive yourself in. And I guess when you get to a lot somewhere near the stadium, go to like to one of these Boy Scout lots where they charge $10 or $15 and park, and then just call me and we'll figure out. You know, it was supposed to be a simple plan where he'd pick me up at the airport, we'd have our little time together, we'd meet Mom, we'd go to the game, then we'd go to eat, and all the other stuff worked out fine. It was just this part. I go to budget rent a car.
Right.
In the luxurious Greenville Airport, the only airport I could compare it to would be the Jetway in Portland, Maine.
There you go,
Buzz. It's even it's worse than the Wichita Airport.
It'd have to be.
Yeah, it's a very
it
close.
It sounds quite quaint and lovely.
Just point of fact, it's a international jet port.
In Portland, Maine,
not a jetway.
So I go up to the lady, and I've Clemson dad. I've got the golf shirt on, and I've got the low-key jacket on.
Right.
Just like a golf jacket, just says Clemson on it. But I'm there for the game, obviously. And I walk up to the lady, and I say, hi, I'd like your finest car or your unfinest car. I just need to get to...
I need wheels.
Right. She looked at me, and she said, darling, it's parents' weekend. And I said, yes, I know, I'm a parent, and my son is not here. I have no cars at all.
Oh, no.
And I went... she said, but you might want to try Avis right next door.
Mm-hmm.
So I go next door to Avis,
an
equally nice lady, beehive hairdo. I walk in, hi. She says, you must be here for the game. I said, yes. She said, if you don't have a reservation, I'm afraid I don't have a car for you.
Oh, dear.
And I said, I don't have a reservation. And then this is where she played with me, not on purpose. She said, I've got an 11 o'clock reservation. I give him till about 11:15. If he doesn't show, I'll give it to you. So now I'm thinking, all right, well...
That works.
That's fine. Meanwhile, she says, why don't you go over to Hertz? Because there's a Hertz thing there. I go to Hertz. Meanwhile, it's not like these places are miles apart from each other in the airport. These are like kiosks at a shopping mall.
Okay.
It's like the Sunglass Hut right next to the Java Hut,
right
next to the Get Your Name Written in Rice Beads Here booth. These are just like arts and crafts booth.
Right.
So I finally go to the last one, and she's already heard me with the other two, and but she says, welcome to Hertz. How may I help you?
Repeating the whole thing.
And
it wasn't the same person, like putting on a different vest.
No. These three ladies, and then she said, well, it is parents' weekend, you know. And now I'm fighting back the urge to say, listen, Aunt B, I know it's freaking parents' weekend.
I'm at the third kiosk.
The other ladies have already told me. While this is going on, I notice my cell phone ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cruelty on my part, I take responsibility. I did answer the call later. I did just what I was talking about. I saw it was my son calling, and I saw that he was not calling from his cell.
Right.
That he was calling from his dormitory.
Oh.
Dormitory, meaning he had not left the room.
Right.
At which point, I picked it up as an incoming call. Bart, dorm, I just, but beep.
turn it off.
And that was based on the fact it was, I mean, you do the same thing. It's coming from the dorm.
That's right.
Right, and so obviously he's not on
his
way.
He's quite conceivably lying in bed calling you.
Yeah, right. Because now he feels bad because Frida's pulled the greatest Frida move
right.
of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the Hertz thing, and I'm saying to the lady the whole spiel, and meanwhile the lady next door says, I think in just 15 minutes I may be able to get you that. Now, the Hertz lady, who has not told me if she has a car or not, says, well, now, don't you have a reservation for that car? So now these two ladies are talking to each other. Obviously, I'm the only customer. I'm the only guy in the freaking airport at 11 o'clock in the
city
morning.
Of Greenville.
I'm the only guy there. Finally, the Hertz lady says, and everything was darling and sweetie.
Right.
And she, darling, how would you like a Ford Taurus?
Hey, the best.
Mm. And I said, bring it on.
Yeah. You asked for the CLI model?
She said, it's the only full size I've got. And I kind of promised it to somebody later, but I'll let you have it.
Ah.
It's like a battle between these women, because meanwhile, the woman at the next kiosk, she says, well, now my 1115 is not, now he is not a member of whatever the Gold Club is or whatever the
right,
hell it is.
Right.
It is.
President's Club, Don.
It is not, that was it, Mike. It is not.
Avis President's Club, I am a fine member.
It is not confirmed through the President's Club, so if he does not show up. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my watch, it's 5 after 11. I said, you know, bingo, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hoyts.
Incidentally, you know, just a personal endorsement here, and I'm not getting anything for this. Avis.
Hmm.
A-OK with me.
Well, Hertz was fine with me. I hardly ever rent cars, but I got in the car. I found it to be everything that you would expect.
Hey, if you like Hertz, you like Hertz. I'm not going to, you know, mention the whole O.J. trial. You know. Okay. I didn't mean to bring that up, but, you know.
Okay, well, hold on.
You insist.
What?
Backing Hertz.
Just because.
And I like the confidence.
Just because a man.
I think we're number two, we try harder.
A man found guilty by a bogus jury.
Found innocent.
By a jury of his peers.
Yes.
That man found innocent by a jury of his peers because he did commercials for this company 20 years ago.
I found him guilty. And I'm still blaming Hertz for that.
Well, you stand alone, Mike. And Oz and I have always supported O.J.
I know you have. Yeah.
And I'm willing to support him, too, because he used to serve on the board of this fine company.
Did he really?
Yes.
He did of Infinity Broadcast.
Incredible.
He was in church that day.
Good enough for me.
You bet your ass. So I get in this thing, and I'm trying to figure out how to maneuver this thing. And incidentally, and really, I mean this, it's got Cirrus satellite radio in it. So I'm going to tell you up front, I went into this with an open mind and found satellite radio to be as boring as local radio with, if possible, worse disc jockeys.
Wow.
At least on the channels that I listen to.
Right.
So I was, you know, playing with the radio and driving down 85 or 81, whatever the friggin' highway is, and the sign says, you know, football traffic, keep right, exit 19B.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, I must be pretty close. I look at an exit. I'm at exit 47.
Ooh.
And they already got a sign up saying college football, exit 19B. So I'm driving, and I'm driving, and it turns out, with no traffic, it's about 35 minutes the airport to the college. So about halfway there, as it starts to get full, as it starts to slow down.
Kickoff is out of the question now, right?
Yeah, it's right. Now, it's 20 till noon, and I see it's my son again. So now I pick up.
From his dorm or the cell phone?
Now he's on his cell. So now I pick up.
Ah.
And I go, hey, what's happening? And he goes through the whole thing. Oh, I'm so sorry. I overslept. Mom is really mad at me. You know, Mom walked out. You told me the whole Mom slammed the door thing. I say, where are you? Kelvin, I'm in my room.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I said, so it never even entered your mind.
11:40, still in the room.
It never entered your mind to get in the car and come get me at the airport. He said, well, Mom told me you got a rental car. I said, yeah, okay, well, you know, just never mind.
Yeah.
Just never mind. Listen, I'll see you when I see you. And in the meantime, it's like the worst traffic jam ever. And I'm driving a car that just says last minute jerk face.
Remember my freshman year of college and my sophomore year of college. I could not get enough sleep.
So
I couldn't stop
sleeping. But, Mike, it was a choice that was given, that he offered. We didn't
know. No,
say.
I mean, right. If you're going to be there, you say you're going to pick your dad
up.
You get there and pick your dad up.
Commitment, yeah.
I even talked to him. He called me on Friday night at 10 o'clock, and he said, what time is your plane? I said, 12 hours from now. He said, not exactly 12. It's at 9:58 or 9:48, whatever. I said, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just be there. He's
right.
He said, you know, okay, right, got to go, bye, click.
Yeah.
So then he's gone. So I'm fighting my way through this, and I'm on the phone with my wife, where she's like, where are you at? I said, well, let me look around. I see a Bilo store. I see a Wendy's. She said, well, this could be anywhere.
Very uncommon in the South.
This could be anywhere in South Carolina. Where are you at?
Yeah.
I said, well, where I'm at is they have the big tiger paws painted on the road, so I know I'm going the right way. This is very true. The big orange tiger paws.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
That's kind of
But as it turns out, they have the orange tiger paws on the road 12 miles before you get to the campus.
Really?
Yeah, you know, because they show school spirit.
Well, they do dip a Siegfried and Roy tiger in orange paint and have him...
like a tiger on steroids. Big like the
Okay.
Like the kind on the field. I mean, it takes up...
I love that tiger paw. Yeah.
It takes up an entire lane. And, you know, and I've got... And Rob, oh, there's so many idiot flags down there.
Oh, really?
You know the flags that people put on the sides of their vehicle?
Uh-huh.
There, I mean...
Right.
Every once in a while... When you go to an NFL game...
We played this game when the three of us went to the Redskins.
And now I play it all by myself, and it is so much fun, the flags. And I really, after driving to the game with you guys, now flags on the car.
And remember,
there's nothing I hate more. It's like little spoiled people.
Bonus points for vanity tags, bonus points for magnetic logos, and
right.
The best bonus point is someone who's already hung up their parking tag.
Sure. So I'm making my way through this maze, which is worse than any NFL thing I've ever seen. I've seen cars that are painted orange.
How big is the stadium? How many?
Holds 86,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So I'm finally there. Now, the game has already begun. It's 12:15, maybe 12:30, and I'm on campus, and I call my wife, and she says, where are you? And I said, you know, I've only been there twice. I said, I'm down by Tiger Town, which is a bar in downtown.
Right.
I said, and downtown, incidentally, is right across the street from the school.
Sure.
I said, I'm by Subway. She said, hold on. Do you see me? And she put her hand, and there, she was walking down the street, so lucky... I met her.
Oh, and that was just luck?
That was just dumb
wow.
luck.
Well, that's good.
So, boy was she steamed. And she said, come on, you're going to go to Bart's dorm and park.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, all right, great. So we drive through all this traffic, moving away from the stadium now to go by the dormitory. And it was at that point when we pulled up, he was standing out front. And incidentally, just looking to the nines. I mean, really... Now, I know it's not that big a deal that we see him all the time, but
right.
I think your mom and dad are coming up. It's parents' weekend.
So he's dressed up for you.
Why not wear the white polo shirt that's already covered with food stains?
Oh.
Why not?
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I know that all young people now like the pants with the holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you know that the holes are not put there for fashion reasons?
Right.
They're just there because...
Wear and tear.
And...
Overuse.
Say, what's all this talk about shoes? Why not wear sandals? No, even better. What's easier? Flip-flops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's standing outside looking like a million bucks as we pull up and we're checking out his outfit. And then
was there evidence of showering?
No, there was no shower. So there's a big sign there said, you know, student parking only.
Right.
And I said to him, well, now, if I take this spot, they're going to come by and they're going to tow my car.
Because you don't have a sticker.
Because I don't have the student sticker.
Right.
And his response was, oh, well, look, well, there's two or three other cars that are doing it. You know, there's like 50 cars in this parking lot.
Right.
I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So then what we had to do was go to some butt-f place to park.
You wanted to say it, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to get over there to park, and then this is where it began, the walk. Because now, instead of being a simple 5-minute walk to the stadium, it's a 20-minute walk to the stadium. We can hear the cannons going off, meaning that they've scored some touchdowns.
Mm.
It's already 12:45, and here's... how we're walking down the sidewalk. Now, you would imagine a happy family, you know, reunited at Parents' Weekend. It would be the mom on one side, the dad on the other, the child in the middle, or any configuration. But all of them were walking, maybe not even right together, but, you know, talking and conversing. We had...
In general proximity of one another.
We had my wife approximately 20 yards in front of me, because she was walking at that extra double time. Mm-hmm. I'm mad.
Right?
Yes.
Then
that
you
pace.
Then you have me walking at the normal pace in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then you have about 10 yards behind me, my son, who's walking at the combination slow slash mom is pissed, don't want to get up there by mom's
right,
feet.
Kind of shuffling along.
Yeah, so as we're walking to the game, I'm on the sidewalk physically going between the two of them,
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, guys, you know, meanwhile, hello. I'm the one that got stuck at the airport. I'm the one that had to
yeah.
deal with, hey, well,
right.
darling, it's Parents Weekend.
And they're having the fight.
Yeah, and they're now I can't fault my wife because she's having the fight on my part, mm-hmm. on my behalf. And right. frankly, I'm as mad as hell at the kid, too. But
right.
it was just one more thing that he just forgot, that he,
right.
that he overslept for. So what I do is I make my way back to him. So now there's 30 yards between my wife and the two of us,
oh,
and
yeah.
I start talking to him, and I start saying, you know, listen, it's not the end of the freaking world. Mom has been mad at me before.
Right.
You know you've seen this before. What you got to do, we got to run up there and just be with her, and just, even if she gives us the cold shoulder, we just talk, and we just go on, we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dad, I can't, because she said this. And I said, listen, I'm the one that should be mad at you.
Right.
I'm mad at you, but I'm not so mad at you. Don't worry about it. Just
right.
put it behind you.
Right.
Meanwhile, she's gone. And at one point, we don't see where she's gone,
oh
because
God.
Now it's crowded, and we're walking mm-hmm. towards the game.
Sure.
So now he finally sees her. She's made the wrong turn, and she's because she doesn't know the way in the stadium.
So she's angrily booking along right now.
Yeah, so he says, hey, Mom, go left. So she doesn't wait for us. She just goes up and goes left.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So now I'm stuck. Now I got a choice to make.
Yeah.
Because if I hang with a boy... I sadly am going to be lumped into the enemy category.
You're
going to
be right. in for a long evening. You're
so not going home with the boy.
So I say to boy,
mm-hmm.
listen, this is between you and I. I'm plenty pissed that you didn't come to pick me up, okay? But this kind of stuff means more to Mom than it does to me. It's that
mm-hmm.
whole thing with respect, and you got to, you know, mean what you say what you mean, and you know I mean it, but I'm just not a ball buster, so I'm pissed, and I'm over it.
Right.
But you got to work extra hard at Mom, because Mom is pissed. I said, and I'm afraid of Mom being pissed, so I'm going to run up there now, and hopefully I'll see you there. And I booked up to where my wife was. I mean,
was she mad at you?
No, not at all.
Good.
I walked up, I said, hey, she said, hello, you know, and I said, what's up? And she said, I'm not mad at you.
Right.
And I said, you know, right, my first thought, oh,
hello.
Thank God she's not mad at me.
Sure.
Right. I said, well, I had a talk with the boy,
uh-huh.
and I think it'll be okay. And then finally, as we, you know, thank God that we're so crowded getting into the stadium area that eventually we all three had to come together because people were just jamming up to get inside. And then there was some small talk.
Right.
That finally happened, and then once we got...
So it was warming up a little bit?
Yeah, once we got inside the actual stadium and climbed the, I don't know how many feet above sea level we were when we finally got to our seats, upper deck, row double K, incidentally.
Was there snow up on those seats at that certain level?
It was chilly. It was decided that the seating order is normally... me, and then Bart, and then Frida, so that he's right between... Oh, Rob, escalators, please.
None.
You know what you are, man?
What?
Dreamer. You're the dreamweaver. You're the dreamweaver. So it's decided the seating is going to be Bart, then me, then Frida.
Yeah.
So the freeze-out is kind of continuing.
Yeah, because of the seating arrangement.
But then it's thawing out. And it's going well, and we go through that thing where we've already missed like half the game, and they're winning, and Frida says maybe we should go down to one of the places downtown before it fills up, and
mm-hmm.
some of the parents can come down, and Bart is his usual indifferent self, and go, whatever, I don't, you know, I mean, like, I'm poking him in the ribs, really saying, listen, you know,
yeah.
you dope, this is the chance for you to pull it together with Mom.
Sure.
You know, Mom says that, you know, it's hot, and that she's hungry, and she wants to go into town, and you don't care about this game. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go, oh, I don't care. And but the thing is, he's a kid, so he said to me, but Dad, I really don't care. Okay, well, now you care now. So now you care. Let's go.
Right.
So we go down. This is where it all turned. We go into, I don't know, Blue Balls or whatever the name of the place is that we go into.
Hey, that sounds like a good place.
Name of a place. We go in. We sit down. They put, and if you're going to have adult beverages, you have to get a little tag put around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, you know, they, at least on Parents Weekend, that's how they let the parents think that the kids aren't getting in there and drinking.
Oh, we are policing.
And we got in there, and then other parents came in as the game continued to be, you know, more and more. You know, time ran out, and the parents came in, and we were having a good time. And the next thing that I know is everything is fine between my... my wife and my son, and everything is fine with me and both of them, and until at one point I noticed my wife getting touchy with these college boys.
You mean not getting upset because they were saying something, but actually getting touchy-feely?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. Now, it wasn't sex, but here's the deal. You know, if you're in a bar and you've had a couple of drinks,
mm-hmm. How's that go?
Yeah. I'm trying to walk you through it, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I'm standing in the corner talking to some guy who sounds like that that Warner Brothers car. You know, the,
well, I say, son, those Tigers pulled off a tremendous victory. And Foster, will you serve me a mint julep, please?
I'm talking to a guy who's talking like that, or I'm talking to some other guy, and I get this, and I'm sure you do everywhere, too. So what do? You know, I start off, I say, well, I work for CBS. Then someone says, no, come on, Tom.
CBS locked the network?
They say, come on, Tom, you do the radio show. And then you got to explain the radio show. And then,
what type of radio show is it? What do you have on your program?
Then the guy is giving me his business card. And like, I don't have a card to give the guy, but I'm being polite. I'm talking, I'm having a good time. I look out of the corner
of my
eye.
You're not one of those dirty guys, are you?
Look out of the corner of my eye, and there is, you know, the sexy senorita, my wife, who's sitting there now. Yeah, I'm going to need someone to...
Rob?
Is there a girl around here? Is there a girl that I just could use just for example?
I'm a little nervous about this.
No, it's really a nothing move.
I don't want to play the girl.
No, I don't want you to play the girl either.
She's sitting next to a...
she's on a...
Studley Collegian.
My wife is sitting on a bar stool, and she is surrounded by three or four of these guys who look, you know, to be everything... that I never was.
Do you think they've identified her as a MILF?
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of which, yes, we'll be playing the all-new MILF game on the show later today. So, if you find me a girl, here's what I see when I come around.
Tough to get volunteers to come into this studio. Yeah.
And all I know is that it's my wife, it's just because she's had a couple of drinks.
Julie Fullman has volunteered.
Lovely
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
All right, so...
That's Julie, it's afternoon.
I'll be my wife.
I know you've been working very hard.
I'll be my wife and Julie will be me.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. Let me get a view of this. I just want to enjoy this, if you don't mind.
So,
is this going to be good? Is this going to be like a live show?
Here's the thing. No, and tell me if I'm overreacting. I'm watching this from across the room and as I get closer. And as she's talking to the guy, she's doing this thing. She's holding onto his arm. And
grasping
his
arm.
You feel her arm
rushing. Julie, how's this working for you?
If my boyfriend was doing that, I would be annoyed.
Would it be possible that that was just for balance?
No, it was impossible, because then I saw her with another one of the young boys give him one of these on the shoulder, like, oh.
Young boys, that's okay.
Yeah, college boys. College boys. So,
now Julie's rubbing your shoulder. How's that working for you?
It's not working at all, Mike. Liar! Liar, liar, liar.
That was the right lie.
Ain't working for me at all. So I go over there, and I say, hey, sexy, what are you doing? She's like, what? And I said, hello, boys. I'm the husband. Oh, God. And
that's so funny that you did that.
Of course I did.
You really said it like that?
And they both looked at me, the three of them looked at me. And they went,
couldn't you do it with your evil look?
No.
You wanted to be upfront about it.
They go, I said, hey, how you doing? I'm the husband.
And has Julie ever seen your evil look that you give guys when they're around your wife?
I couldn't do it today.
Can't work it out.
I couldn't work it up today.
But Julie, it goes something like this.
I'm pretty good at it.
No one can duplicate it.
I'm pretty good at it.
I got one. I don't know what it is. I couldn't duplicate it. But I know when I feel it that I shoot it at somebody and it kind of works.
So, hey, I'm the husband. And rather than have them cower in fear or wonder.
As they should have.
They laughed.
Oh. I am the husband.
You know, they were... hey, nice to meet you.
What you worried about, man? We're just letting her squeeze our arms. It doesn't mean anything, dude. It's not like we're going to take her back to the dorm and have our way with her.
You know. So it was shortly after that that we departed.
Yeah. Wow.
Shortly after that. But that was like at 6:30, 7 o'clock. I mean,
she was doing, and did she ever answer for the inappropriate squeezing?
No. Actually, we've not talked a lot about it.
Julie, how you doing over there?
Doing good. I think I should leave now.
Yeah.
Hey, Julie, thanks for coming in the studio.
Thank you, Julie.
Have a good day. Hey, Rob, good pull on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, she's a real girl.
Colette was good.
Colette is always my number one choice.
Hello?
When I go to, hey, darling.
Sugar Bear, I did not touch those boys.
On their arms? Yes, you did.
I did not touch. You know, I was chatting. I had a good time. I was chatting with them, but I would have talked the same to college girls. I was just having a good time chatting. Mm-hmm. Look, I was so mad at Barth. The last thing I want is another college boy.
Well, you could
I mean,
have,
it's like,
you could have fooled me.
Now, I don't want any more college boys. There's two things I don't want. I don't want somebody else's husband, and I don't want somebody else's son.
Let me ask you, though, Frieda. I mean,
you
ever fantasized about the college boys?
No, I don't.
Do you remember?
I didn't have my own.
Do you remember? Do you remember now? I know you had a couple of, and I would get the reports from people like Eddie, who would come over every once in a while. He's a professor. He'd say, hey, your wife's over there doing tequila shooters.
Oh, I only did one. And Eddie ran to get it for me. It was his fault.
And yeah, so he would report to me, and I'm, you know, I'm going, oh, that's great. Do you remember when I walked over, though, and I introduced myself to the lads, the one lad that had on the striped black and white polo sweater, and the other guy who was wearing, I believe, not that I was paying a lot of attention, but a white button-down shirt?
Those boys were being so nice to an old lady.
Sure.
You know, they were chatting,
now you got to worry. Uh-huh. See when she's talking about herself like that.
Yeah. Right. You know. Meanwhile, I want to tell you, my wife has only had those J-Lo pants on again. Where if she bends over, you can see if she's a good wiper or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
luckily, I
wasn't doing too much bending there. There was no limbo going on. But one of the boys did say to me, so which one of us is cuter? I mean, they were asking.
There it is.
Yes.
See? There it is.
But I would have had the same conversation I had if they had been girls. Yeah. I really don't need any
Keep
more.
Keep saying
girls.
That. Keep saying
but you,
that.
You must have been flattered, Frieda, right?
Well, I would be flattered if I took it seriously, but if they're just being pleasant to an old lady, what in the
hell?
Now I'm worried that she's talking like this.
What?
Just being pleasant to an old lady, because Frieda, you're not an old lady,
right?
There are hot young college girls all over that campus. What
yeah,
they
but
want?
They don't bring the wisdom to the table.
There are girls, and then there are women.
Here's the thing, Mrs. Robinson. I checked out some of the young co-eds that were there. Barth, they're all named Peggy Piggy.
Oh, they are not.
Yes, they are.
That school has a door. Women of South Carolina, that's where, like, the beauty queens
are. Not in the place we were at. Not in the place we were at, Mrs. Robinson. And what am I going to do? Put a move on one of these parents that we've just met? Am I going to do to retaliate? Go try to pick up that lady from Virginia who I just met?
There's no retaliation necessary. I'm standing there chatting with a bunch of boys, and I'm talking about Barth mostly too. I'm talking about fraternities and what would want to rush and that kind of thing.
Grabbing their arms and just doing that thing that contact thing that says to a guy, oh wow, I can get somewhere with this lady.
All right, yes, and that's what happened. That's how the date ended. I went home with four or five of them. To their dorm room.
No, let's be entirely honest. You went back to the luxurious hotel which you shared with me, and
right.
You immediately laid on the bed and passed out.
And started snoring. Right.
She did at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Is it 7 o'clock? Is it a blast? I know you have a kid down there. Is it fun being part of that whole college scene? Is it good for parents?
It is for her.
It's a blast for me because in the old days, boys really did hang around me. Nowadays, I find that if you're buying with a credit card, they still hang around you. But that's the only reason.
right. Keep telling yourself that.
All right. Well, I appreciate the fact that you think I'm still beautiful and good enough to, and as beautiful as someone 20 years younger than me. That's very funny.
And when you were drunk and passed out, who went to the Bilo to get you the food that you then later rejected? I mean, you ate it, but...
Oh, I thought you were going to say she regurgitated.
No. I go out because I figure it's, you know, she's passed out on the bed. It's Wheel of Fortune is just coming on.
Yeah.
And she's already, seriously, she's on the bed going...
The day before, I'd gotten up early that day. I mean,
whatever the reason, you're passed out.
Well, Wheel of Fortune is like sheep.
And the thing is, I'm
counting sheep watching that show.
I'm thinking, now what are we going to do about dinner? When she wakes up, she's going to be hungry.
No, I wasn't going to wake up.
Very thoughtful.
She's a vegetarian, so it's not like I can go to a fast food place and get something.
It's not like fruit or vegetables are sold anywhere.
Okay, see, now this is the attitude. This is me.
You're the one that's
touching, you're the one that's drunk, you're the one that's snoring.
Hey, being a vegetarian, though, being on the go and trying to get food, that's got to be very tough.
So what I do is...
It's not.
I go to the grocery store.
Pardon
now, keep
me
in
for
mind,
interjecting there. It was, sometimes you just stay out of the ring, you know what I mean?
Keep in mind...
Yes.
I go to the grocery store.
To get, cucumbers and stuff?
No, but we don't have any utensils. We're in a crappy hotel room. So what I do is I go to the part where they have, egg rolls. And what I do is I got, what do you call it, Buzz? Those
lettuce wraps?
California rolls.
Yeah, sushi.
California rolls. Yeah.
Well, then that's got fish in it.
Right, and that's what she said when I got home. And I said, well, excuse me, I thought you were a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Right. And she said, well, I can't eat this. And it was at that point that, you know, in every man's life there's a moment when you realize, if I did this, I probably would be in jail. And then you stop.
Right.
It was just the moment when I, you know, I had gone, she's on the count,
Pardon
7
me
o'clock.
For just having a good time because after being mad all morning. And it's like, you have never snored in front of me.
Well, okay. But you're catching up. I had gone out. The point was, I had gone out. I had gotten you something that I thought you would like. I try to put some thought into it, like I always do, and I F it up. So then she finally says, "Well, I guess I can eat it because the fish are already dead."
I said they're already dead, so I didn't want to.
And then here's you want.
Well,
to know?
It's not like they wash up on the beach or something.
Well, no, but I don't like to eat animals. I don't want an animal killed on my account. But this one was already dead and brought to me. There was nothing I could do about it.
And then by this time, it's the good old town. It's Party Central. It's 8 o'clock,
uh-huh.
And you know I'm not one to stay out late and to revel late, but it's 8 o'clock and she's already in bed with the covers over her head, and there's something on TV, I don't know, NBC, for whatever reason, just because they were punishing me, ran the show Whoopi on Saturday night, and we were in a hotel room. So
that's tough when that's a limited cable selection.
That's on, and my wife is in bed, and I'm just sitting in a chair in this college town, and I turn on the World Series. Here's the thing I could find. No, I didn't touch the volume at all. As soon as it went, though, from the incessant cackling of Whoopi Goldberg to
Game 6,
to the insightful, the vibratic tones of Joe Buck, I hear this. And I say, what's the problem? Keeping in mind, she's still laying in the bed with the covers over her at 8 o'clock. She goes,
there's no problem. I just wish you'd pick one channel and just keep it on that one channel.
I said,
that's all I ask.
I said, but that's the only time I've changed the channel. I'm going to keep it on this channel.
Hey, but, you know, if you're a flipper, you're a flipper.
No, but here's the thing. I'm so petrified of
Mike
her.
Mike is making points with me.
I am so petrified of her that I would have been content to keep it on the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left it there, and then a few minutes later she said,
You know, I can't sleep with sports on. You have to pick something else.
I don't remember that part.
No, you did, and that's how we ended up on.
I'm not denying it, I just don't remember it.
That's how we ended up on the night's second bonus episode of Whoopi.
Oh.
And they ran one at 8 o'clock.
Did you watch Whoopi?
Mike, my wife is drunk in a hotel bed. My son is out with his friends. I'm alone.
There was nothing besides Whoopi.
Here's the deal. She's like this not only when she's drunk, all the time. When she's sleeping...
I score points with you now, too.
when she's sleeping, she's nutty about the television.
Right.
And there were limited channels. There was no HBO.
Yeah.
There was no Showtime. There was at one point... well, I'll tell you, give you an example. Last night, when she's not drunk, we're in bed. It's about...
you make it sound like I'm drunk every night.
Here's a fast one. We're in bed. We're both overtired because we've made this trip back from South Carolina.
Right.
It's about 10:15, and I've got the football game on, but I've got it on at a very low level. She says, I wonder if it's going to rain tomorrow. I said, well, if you wait in 2 minutes, I'm going to turn on the Weather Channel to see the forecast. Mm-hmm. She said, don't change the channel. I said, it's 2 minutes from now. You're still going to be awake in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep the level the exact same. I just want to see the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, okay, if you have to. So
right.
So at 18 after the hour, I
So were there no plans at this point to go out again? You guys were in for the night.
Oh, no, this was
back home.
This
now.
Was last night.
Yeah. Oh, last night.
This is what I'm saying is this continues even
but
when...
on Saturday night. That's what you wanted to happen. You wanted us to go out in the afternoon, and you wanted to go to bed early.
Well, yeah, but 7 o'clock is early even for me.
Well, you said because we were going to go out to dinner, and we said, no, let's meet everybody after the game.
No, let's be honest, and maybe we got to keep this short because I have to hit a break here. You are the one, here's how it was presented to me. You said, we can either go out to dinner with all of these people, this was like at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we can either go out to eat with all of these people later tonight at 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
Right, normal dinner hour. We were going to go out to dinner with friends.
She said, or we could have them all come to this bar and meet us here, and we can all talk and drink and then get done early. She said, now that's what you want to do, isn't it? I didn't bring the offer. I didn't bring up the idea. I would have gone with either plan, but she presented...
You know, I give up. I try and make you happy because you had told me how tired you were going to be, that you had gotten up before 5 o'clock or whenever, how early it had been that you had gotten up, and that you didn't think you could, you know, you were concerned about going out to dinner, that you would be too tired.
Here's the thing. I said in the afternoon we're at the bar, I said, you know what I like to do is head back to the hotel, catch a nap for an hour or two, then go out to dinner with these people tonight. That's all I said.
Well, I give up. You know, I was mad at Bart, and I was trying to make you happy, but I've given up on both of you. You can both just make yourselves happy.
Darling.
What?
Darling, you know what I love most about you?
What
I love most about you, really, is you got balls. Even now when you're wrong, you're still fighting with me.
I am not, you know, I'm done being the fixer and the mediator for the family. I'm going to live my life.
Who is the fixer and the mediator?
I mean, I was so pissed. And instead of thinking, well, at least she's having a good time. She's drinking beer. She's talking to people.
She's touching guys.
She's being mad. Then you give me the hairy eyeball across the bar because I'm talking to some 22-year-old boy. Like there's any chance that something's going to happen between me and a 22-year-old boy.
Okay, let's, you know, I know we have to break. But just for fun, let's turn that around and say that I'm at the bar with two hot girls with big bosoms, and I'm touching their arms, and they're you would come over and I'd say, they're just being nice to an old guy.
You talk to naked girls all the time.
When's the last time?
And their show? I don't know. When was somebody's birthday? Show me how many poles you have contest. When was that? Last week?
What?
The holes contest?
Yeah, the holes contest.
You mean the piercing?
Yeah.
Show me your holes. Now that's a contest I'd love to do. Show us your holes.
Show us your holes.
I'm surprised it wasn't just come to that.
All right, darling.
I do mean that
literally. Might be a new idea for
that.
A contest.
I've written it
all
down.
All right, darling.
Show us your holes.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Come on.
All right, I love you too, but...
Don't slam the door on me.
All right, leave me alone. Bye.
Bye. I think that's fine. Yeah.
She's nuts. I swear to God, she's friggin' nuts. She's nuts. He's nuts. Who would have thought right now, at this point in our lives, I'm probably the sanest member of my family. I'm probably the most together member of my family. He's out of his mind, and so is she.
I like you know, the mental picture of you walking over to all those guys. I'm a husband.
And then they just, you know, and they all look like Greg Marmalade from Animal House.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the husband.
Hey, dude, what's your problem?
Right.
You know, really, though, if you get in that situation again, you know what? You know what really works?
What's that?
You just knock one of them down. You know, seriously, that laughter will end as soon as you just put one of them on the ground.
Come on, look at me. Look at me.
I could take you into battle in any body.
I could barely summon the strength to press this button.
See, it's the act of surprise.
Yeah. You go to break.
Yeah, they're going, yeah, I'm the husband.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the, what the...
Is it the Frank or the B?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break them veins! Break them veins!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the bees above the Frank? I mean, I
don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some vaccine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
They'll make you have the white pee.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Enjoy it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Come on.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I wanted to welcome you back to Seattle.
We're back on in Seattle?
You are back on the air on KQBZ. You'll be happy to know that they put you in the prized time slot, which is 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Are you kidding me?
Jeez. I'm not kidding you.
Well, a clear is a clear, according to our new network deal. A clear is a clear.
In the business, we like to call that reverse middays.
We believe that they heard Buzz drunk last week, and were so excited by that that they knew they had to have that.
Where did you? How come the listeners know these things before we do? Charlie, do you know? Where'd you hear this, sir?
Well, it's on their website, thebuzzofseattle.com.
So let's take a look at
Buzz,
it.
Buzz, will you go there right now? The Buzz in Seattle.
The Buzz of Seattle.
Here is Charles Broyhill. Hi, Charlie.
I asked this guy the same thing. I didn't know either. I found out that they are making the show available for a refeed at 7 o'clock. We're working on that.
The network is, right?
Right. But I don't know where this station would get it at 11 unless they're recording it at 7.
And this is the station in Seattle that we were on, and then... we had the time.
When we were having a negotiation, they didn't like it, and they canceled.
But their whole thing, Charlie, was the 3-hour clear,
right,
not the 4-hour
clear. And the spots. They have Likas on and B.J. Shea.
Yeah, and the thing is that B.J. Shea, the rumor has it, is he's in contract negotiations.
Well, listen, who is it? Enough about him. I don't care about him.
He's been doing nothing but bad-mouthing you guys on the air over the last few weeks.
Trust me, we have bigger things to worry about than a guy in Seattle. What does it say, Buzz?
Monday through Saturday from midnight to 3 a.m., it's the best of Don and Mike.
So there's still it's still just a crappy 3-hour clear at that hour?
If you look, there's also an 11 to 12 a.m., which they list later down.
So it's 11 p. to 3 a.?
Not on their current program schedule.
Cherry time slot.
Two.
Cherry time slot.
No, but then we're not going to worry about a guy named after a sex act.
That's it. Gotcha. All right. See ya. Listen, I guess if the guy's bad-mouthing us, I don't know. Hey, wasn't that a guy that we had on at one point when we first went on that station who, like, played happy with us?
I thought he liked us.
No, you can't trust anybody.
No.
Anyway, I don't know. I guess my only response to him would be, well, these are the problems that you have when you're incredibly successful in the radio business and you have a nationally syndicated show that...
I think we have to deal with it. It comes with the territory.
Sometimes you get bold and you get put on a later time slot. I guess a guy who just... shows up to work at one station and does the one show every day.
You would expect a little bit of bitterness.
Wouldn't understand. So, you got it. Okay.
What? Yeah, but I really thought when we were there doing the daytime 3-hour thing, he was saying nice things about us.
Well, we had him on the show one time. To tell you that, he could be a flea on Jesus' ass. I wouldn't know him, so...
Right.
Wow.
let's, yeah, and Rob, as you know, I intimately know most of the fees on Jesus' app.
I have to tell you, once again, I don't like it when we go onto these stations and you get that crap.
Yeah.
Because of weak management.
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
What the F? What the F? That's our, you know, that's the whole
thing. Our new thing is we don't complain about that anymore.
We don't. So, thank you, my friend. Enjoy it in Seattle, where if they're running it at the time they say they're running it.
Right.
Welcome to the midnight hour.
In the midnight hour.
Jesus.
Okay. Play Misty for me.
Whatever. Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Okay. Don, this is for you. You're right. Frida's wrong. I was in college, and if I were 22 and at a bar and I saw a MILF there, I mean, I would do everything that I could to try to bring her home with me. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Of course she doesn't. And there's one part of me that thinks that the Pollyanna side of her brain actually believes that. But there's the other side of the brain where she knows that she, yesterday, especially in this dive we were into, she's a knockout anyway. But in this place, forget it.
Does part of you dig it? Is there any part of you that kind of digs it, kind of like, hey, that's kind of neat that guys that age are hitting on my...
Have a woman that other men crave?
No, not really.
No?
Not really. That's why, like, if I was married to Elizabeth Hurley, she'd never be able to leave the house.
Yeah.
You'd keep her confined.
In a cage.
But she'd have a place to run and dig.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And he's really making progress.
She'd, man, wouldn't that be great, though, if you got home and... Man, to quote Martin Luther King, I had a dream, and I ask you not that I had this dream sometime in the last 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Okay.
And I know it's based partly because I was watching, what's the bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
All of them.
but the one where he gets like, there's a clone made of him, and...
You know, you've watched the Arnold collection.
Collateral Damage. Collateral Damage.
Another one of his crap movies.
But he's so great because he's so stupid.
Right.
And in one of the scenes, this is based, of course, like they all are, sometime in the future, a guy goes home and presses a button and like a virtual girl just shows up. And,
wow.
And she's, because it's PG, she doesn't say anything. She's just like, oh, honey, are you ready for some relaxation? And I had a dream that we lived in a time, in the Jetsons time, where, and I remember this very vividly, I pressed a button and my Elizabeth Hurley hologram came to life, although she appeared to be as real can be.
Cool.
And I had programmed her to say and do everything that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, it was one of those dreams where I remember what was going on.
Right.
I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember the dirty stuff.
Sure.
That she had been programmed to just focus on my needs.
Uh-huh. Your needs exclusively.
My needs exclusively. And part of the dream...
You know, you really did have this because you're just looking too gleeful.
I swear to God, this was a real dream. I swear to God, yeah. part of the dream was that, and it was Elizabeth Hurley, a little like a fembot from Austin Powers, but really the real
what was the movie, the old was it Westworld?
They'd
have like robots that, and then there was another one where they
the Stepford Wives
and if you even do AI the Steven Spielberg movie,
that's the recent one I'm thinking
in
about.
The future they've got what's his name, who's that actor, that that guy that was the gigolo in AI,
it's Jude Law,
that's him,
yeah.
So anyway, you know, it's Elizabeth Hurley, and anyway, she's I can't be as graphic as I want to, but...
And is Elizabeth Hurley the your dream robot?
In my dream, she was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home from work, living in the same house I'm living in.
That's convenient.
And I'm guessing that Frida was there. She was out.
Yeah.
And I just, I pressed a button, and zip, there she is.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff that she said. I mean, some analyst should analyze this dream. Maybe I'm just horny, but she said... Would you like me clothed or unclothed?
Right.
And I said something like, you're fine with what you're wearing, which was a almost Santa Claus-looking see-through red outfit.
Sure.
You know, that had like the white cotton around the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Mike O'Mara. I'd like to order the Zeta Jones 9000, please.
And then she said, you must have had a hard day. How did the show go? And I said, oh, went okay. And then she said that I'm great. And then I said, I know. And then she said, well, let's... She said, I've been thinking about something all day.
Oh.
I said, what's that? She said, it was...
Funny. This is funny.
Did you see? And I said, well, it's right here. And then the rest of it was just like her worshiping it.
Yeah.
That's when I woke up.
That works for me.
Yeah, that's it's a good dream.
That's when I woke up. I swear to Christ, that's a real dream.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a real dream.
That's just a dream.
Just a dream.
Yeah.
Can I get the Romaine Stamos now with OnStar?
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
GPS system.
Hello there.
Hey, Don Mike Buzz. I love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Hey, Don, I was just going to tell you the movie you're thinking of is Total Recall, not Collateral Damage.
No, the movie I am thinking of is Collateral Damage because when his character, Geordi or Gordy, whatever his name is, sees the imposter at Arnold's house having sex with his wife and smoking his Cuban cigars, he goes to the guy's apartment where the guy's holographic 3D girlfriend is. Please don't challenge me on Arnold movies.
But guys, really.
Oh, no,
titles be damned. Do they really matter?
No.
Do Arnold movies really matter? I mean, aren't they all the same movie?
No, I am going to be corrected, and this person's going to win a prize. Kevin?
Yes.
Hit me with it.
Okay, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie when he was cloned was called The Eighth Day, not Collateral Damage.
The
winner,
Eighth Day,
uh-huh. Right. Collateral Damage is the one where his wife and kid were killed by the terrorist on the motorcycle.
You have seen all of his movies.
I tell you, I'm serious, they're a laugh riot. My wife won't go with me anymore, no. and I do laugh out loud when I go. You're right. Kevin, where are you calling from? Kevin?
Kevin. Kevin's listening to him. Sorry.
Kevin.
Duh.
Hey, Kevin.
Let him have his day. This is the highlight of his life.
I want to give him a prize.
By the way, the clocks have been...
He has voided his prize right
Kevin?
Now.
My wife.
Some of it.
Sorry, had it. Next person gets the prize. Okay? And...
Hello, Don?
Hello.
It was the eighth day. I want to grope your wife.
How do you
hello?
Know?
Don and Mike, hello. Hello there.
Don.
Yeah, listen, you win something, first of all.
Wow.
Just because the other guy was... He couldn't make it happen, my friend.
No.
But you're a winner in the constant...
And I'm not listening to my radio.
A winner in the constant contest. You won the ladies' leather fossil watch, courtesy of Fox 5, and the season premiere of True Calling, Thursday at 8 on Fox 5. Remember the box that I opened up the other day?
Yeah.
Had the stuff in it? Well, listen to this, my friends. Dig this, daddy-os.
What's in it?
This guy won a watch.
Okay.
Remember, there were watches in the
room. Yeah, right.
And on Thursday, we will be giving away a 6-day, 7-night trip for two to Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
Courtesy of Fox.
Nice.
Wow. At the season premiere of True Calling, Thursday night at 8 on Fox.
Well, tie my kangaroo down.
Wow.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, the reason I called?
Hold on a sec. Yeah, go ahead.
You were talking about the Leah Remini and Parade?
Lisa Remini, yes.
Yeah. Do you have the picture in front of you? Turn to the article in the back.
Yeah.
The picture with the article.
Now look at that beautiful face, right?
Right.
Now look down at that meat hook.
What do you mean, her hand or her ring?
Hand as big as her head.
Oh, God. All right, thank you. Hold on a second.
You know what they say about
her?
Women with big hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second.
What do they say, Buzz?
I don't know.
You know what's cool?
What?
Engineering has checked the clocks from the computer in the back room. All your clocks have been fixed.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, that's pretty
then, Robbie,
cool.
If you had clocks fixed
by a remote computer
1 hour and 50 minutes into the show...
Hey, how do they do that?
Congratulations.
That's pretty cool.
Come down and get your lifetime supply of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
That is to the engineering.
I'm impressed by that.
If you have the winning ticket of the clocks being fixed via computer at 10 minutes until the hour.
But yours too? Is yours fixed?
No, of course not. I just climbed up on a chair and fixed mine.
Really? But the one on your board is not fixed?
No, it's still not. I know how to do it.
All right, we're going to have a recall then. If you... And Buzz has to change the time on his clock to make it 10 till 5 or 10 until 1. 10 till 2. 10 till 2 on the West Coast.
10 till 2 on the West Coast.
Right. Unless you're listening in Seattle, where it's after midnight. And we've just been alerted to the fact, the great news, that we're back on our favorite radio station.
Yay.
KQBZ.
Yeah, and technically I guess we could say good morning.
And incidentally, if on your Don and Mike winning ticket you had that we would be back on loser radio station KQBZ doing a show that airs after midnight,
you're the big winner.
Come on down and pick up your brand new yacht. And hold on a second.
We're giving away so much stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I was just calling to say that I'm glad that guy hung up before you could give him the prize. The movie is The Sixth Day, not The Eighth Day.
The Sixth Day.
Oh, so he was a moron.
Yes.
The Sixth Day, correct. But don't worry, something for you too, darling.
Oh, thank you.
The Sopranos complete fourth season DVD
awesome.
Box set with
awesome.
Four audio commentaries, episodic previews, and recaps of the first three seasons. The Sopranos, fourth season, now available on DVD and VHS.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Can I do something that I forgot to do at the beginning of the show, and I really wanted to do this just very briefly?
Can you do it when we come back?
It's not long. It's just before we break. I want to just pass along my heartfelt condolences to all the Yankee fans.
Do it when we come back. Take time when we come back.
All right.
We got a break right now.
I'll start it now, and then I'll finish it when I come back, okay? Because I mean that.
When we come back, you can also tell us about your weekend in Scrotum.
It was the Pennsylvania Mountains.
That was it. Yeah. The anus of Pennsylvania. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me. It's time for your collagen treatment. And don't forget, you're having your pores sucked at 3.
The Don and Mike Show. Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Buffalo calling.
Hey, howdy, Pat.
Hi, you know what? Guess what? There was a woman that was cut up in parts, and they found her parts in the refrigerator and in the drawer. So that this woman was all cut up. And her arms, her legs, and her head. So you had choice cuts.
What?
Hold on just one moment. You're calling from Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York. We made it again on the map.
Don and Mike Show, spotlight on Buffalo.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I was in... The Buffalo made it twice. Last week with Niagara Falls, and this week... Today, a woman was found in her apartment on Herkimer. They cut her body up and put her head and her arms... I send you the clipping in the mail because I'll tell you.
Why are you so excited about
it? Mike, because it's...
I'm sick.
It's Buffalo.
I thought you guys would like choice cuts.
Buffalo in the news.
It'll really put the city on the map.
Yep.
Who's... You know,
you don't sound sick, you sound excited.
And listen, no, Mike, I understand.
I'm excited talking to you.
I understand because, you know, I watched part of the drubbing yesterday
uh-huh.
that the Bills took to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tough season for the Bills.
I want to tell you, the only thing that might pull you out of that funk if you watched that game last night is to hear that news that... what was the news again?
Woman's head was somewhere in a drawer.
Yeah, her head, her arms, and her legs.
Just cut up in the apartment.
In Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York.
Well, what more do you know about it?
That's all they did. We didn't know more news.
What else do you need to know, Mike? It's just another reason for Buffalo pride.
Wow.
All right, thanks for checking in from Buffalo, Pat.
Okay, tell Mike I love his laugh.
I'm right here. You can tell me, too.
Okay, yeah, you got it. I love your laugh, and I love to hear you talk. I love when you imitate Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, thank you very, yeah. very much, you bloodthirsty little...
I listen to you every night. I'm 71 years old.
Oh, now it's different. Now you're 71. Well, God bless you. That's
okay.
Wonderful.
Now that...
Yes, she could be bloodthirsty if she's 71. Yeah,
of course. That's great. Now
changes
Mike,
everything.
See, Mike will finally embrace you. Rob and I were willing to love you at the beginning. Mike sure. wanted to throw you away.
I now love this woman. Well, she also gave me a compliment.
She did. But that
didn't change. The compliment didn't change. No. The 71. It's you know, I love me the senior citizen.
It's the
Don.
Fact that she's near death.
You are willing. Now, there's a cruel senior citizen.
You pardon her.
Right. I love senior citizens.
Yeah, you
I love them as much as you two hate them.
My daughter,
I love them.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
You know what I would?
You love one.
I'd cut their heads.
I love a senior citizen.
Only
right.
one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'd cut their heads off, then I'd cut their arms off and their
you
legs
got choice
off.
Cuts.
And put him in a drawer. Choice cut.
My daughter listens to you all the time, you know.
What's your first name, my lovely?
Pat. Yeah, I'll write you the letter because I'm going to send you a card.
Pat, you've got a good. Great Buffalo accent.
Please do, Pat.
Oh, you shits. Okay, have a nice day, honey.
Okay, right, my dear.
Spotlight on Buffalo.
Goodbye, my love.
Did they find the torso or did they just find the extremities?
You mean the back?
The back? Where's the back?
And the stomach?
Where's the ass? Back the ass?
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Talking about Arnold, I talked to you about a week ago. I told you I'd find that tape for you. I found the tape that Letterman was playing.
Now, do you have the like semi-porno one where Arnold is putting the carrot in the girl's mouth?
And absolutely. You want to hear a little clip from it?
Well, wait, you're a guy that's made some crank calls for us, too, aren't
you? This is East Coast Bob.
East Coast Bob,
East
everybody.
Coast Bob.
ECB. Excuse me. All right, East Coast, go ahead. Let's see what you got.
Okay. I am wondering. Bunga. It's good, huh?
Bunga.
Yeah.
Like Bunga. You gotta send us that.
You hear any of that?
You gotta send us that.
We gotta get that. We gotta isolate that audio and
Please
play it on the air.
Get that.
I have the MP3. I can send you the tape if you want the tape.
Fantastic.
Yeah, hold, you know what? Hold on. We'll give you an email address for that.
Hey,
thank you, East Coast Bob.
Can I pop my website real quick?
Yeah.
EastCoastBob.com. I have the stills up of this tape, too, so if you guys want to look at it there.
Oh, my God. Can we hear that one more time, Bob? Is that possible?
Yeah, let me run it back.
You got to get the setup that Arnold is in like a cafe with a woman. and it's like pumping iron, Arnold. Big, dumb Arnold. And he puts a carrot in his mouth, and he says, bite.
Right, well, this is a different one, though.
Yeah, no, but this is...
Similar type stuff.
Same right, kind of setup. He's doing soft porn.
I'm wondering. Bunga. It's good, huh? Huh? Bunga.
Bunga.
Good.
Now, Mike, if you'll look on Buzz's computer, he has EastCoastBob.com up, and look at the picture.
Of Arnold eating the carrot.
Is that a great picture?
That is him. If you want to know the real Arnold, there he is right there.
And for the guy that called last week and said, how dare I talk about something we saw on Letterman, and then who would relate to that?
Right.
There it is right there.
I don't think there's anything funnier right now, and I hope they just keep unearthing all this footage of Arnold. It's fantastic.
That's pretty grand. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get this tape. Right after I ordered the tape, the guy raised the price up to $50 on it. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you become governor.
Pretty good. Thank you, East Coast Bob.
Yeah, I'll overnight that to you. Bye.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hold on, please.
Good website, EastCoastBob.com, and he's got a special Don and Mike audio page, among many other things.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on a second there, East Coast Bob.
Punta good.
Let me mention, because he said website, made me think, wanted to get this out. You know, we're not really your public station, let's be honest. The stations that we broadcast on have this running gag that they serve the community.
everybody.
That's rich.
Yeah. I know for a fact that none of our affiliate stations serve the community, but occasionally something comes by, and we wanted to make note. This is affiliate radio station KGEO at KGO in Bakersfield, California. KGEO. They're having an equipment drive for the firefighters in San Diego. They're having the drive tomorrow. Let me see. They're looking for bottled water, brooms, shovels, and dust masks.
If you don't have your head in the sand and you haven't been watching the news, you might not be aware of what's going on out in California right now, but probably some of the worst wildfires in the history of the state, and they need all the help they can get.
Dig it tonight on Monday Night Football when your San Diego Chargers play the Miami Dolphins.
In the smoke bowl.
In that big... No, they moved it to Phoenix.
Oh, they moved it to Phoenix?
They moved it to Tempe. And the deal is that there's no charge to get in.
Right.
That the money that they get at the gate will be given to the families and to the firefighters in San Diego. And even with that, with it being a free game in Phoenix, I bet nobody shows up. Nobody shows up for any Cardinal games anyway.
Right.
I mean, it's the worst franchise in the league.
I hope the NFL is going to be able to turn a profit after that.
Anyway, KGEO is a sending an equipment drive to the firefighters in San Diego tomorrow. For information, if you live in Bakersfield, the Southern California area, call 661-328-1410. Or you can go to WJFK.com,
wonderful,
click on the Don and Mike link, and we'll have a link to it there.
Good, it's a good thing. Very good.
So I wanted to mention that from KGEO.
Good luck to everybody out of KGEO. I hope this thing works out well for you.
Mike, we had your Yankees thing.
Yes, if I may, if you would give me a moment here. I just wanted
Knock yourself out.
I wanted from the bottom of my heart to express my condolences, my heartfelt condolences to all of the Yankee fans who so diligently rooted for their team and unfortunately had to witness the second defeat in the World Series by an expansion team. You arrogant hump. And yeah, incidentally, for all the people that are going to call and say, hey, we beat you, that's fine. I just wanted to know, how does it feel to lose again to an expansion team?
See, that's the factor that I was talking to you about, saying that if the Red Sox, in fact, had made it to the World Series...
Oh, the Red Sox would have beaten the Marlins. Hands down.
Okay.
Yeah. The Red Sox would have beaten up the Marlins.
You have your thought on that, I have mine.
What you say, of course. You know why you say that, of course?
Players.
You say it because it makes the Yankee fans angry.
Players club, baby.
Yes, and as I said to my good friend who's a Yankee fan yesterday, my good friend Randall, I said, way to let down the American League once again. Yes, sir. Very, very
well,
good.
Well, Mike, the Hustling League won.
The Hustling League won, even with the decided home field advantage that was achieved by the American League in the All-Star game.
Oh, that's because this time it counts. Mm.
Yes, that's right. This time it counts. Absolutely. Well, you know, and you know, you can go ahead and do the National League thing because it's the Yankees.
My only rooting interest in baseball is you.
After the League Championship Series, obviously, I didn't pay attention to the World Series. I just kept tabs on the games, but I didn't watch the games, and not many Red Sox fans did watch the games. And I just think in six games...
Here's a call for you,
close out. Here you
Courtney.
Go.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air, Don and Mike show.
I love you guys so much, and Mike, that was so incredibly sweet of you to say.
Oh, thank you, Courtney. I think it just had to be said, don't you?
Yeah, you know, but you got to give it to the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
They were awesome, and you know, the
are you a Yankees?
Great.
Are you a Yankees fan?
I'm diehard Yankees fan. I absolutely love the Yankees. My mom loved them.
Well, Mike, then you got to come on. You got to be the sacrificial lamb.
Well, all I have to say to Courtney is.
You see, this lady is stupid.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
How does that work, Joe? What happened?
She's not listening. She thought you were actually giving Yankees props.
Really?
No.
But he wasn't, lady, because
she's a Yankee fan. Right. Yeah, I mean, I was mocking the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
Oh, did you think that was a heartfelt congratulations Mike was sending out?
It seemed like it was.
No, for God's sake, you moron.
That was right.
God, you are a Yankee fan.
Well, in heartfelt,
no,
sports,
Yankees
Mike,
suck.
I'm sorry that the Red Sox lost.
See?
Yankees suck.
See?
Well, they said something that night.
See?
See?
See? See? All right, let me make it more clear to you, okay, Courtney?
See?
Yankees lost the World Series.
See?
Ha ha!
Yeah, they did.
Ha 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 ha.
But they've won 26. So I guess it's time for someone else to start winning since they've won 26.
See? Yeah, you know, what are we, you know, it's nice that you can look back. Mm-hmm. Look on the past. No need need to live in the present.
See?
I tell you, and I'm looking at that lineup and all the changes that they need to make. Ooh, the future not looking all that secure in Yankee land right now.
Yeah, they don't have the good players that they had before.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'm done.
Okay, nice.
No satisfaction. Yeah. I don't think
Mike, I've always maintained, Rob always gets in this argument with me. Mm-hmm. There's no fun of beating up a lady.
No, it's no fun at all.
You know, and Rob.
Hey, but I'm going to get a Yankees tattoo, and when I get it, you want me to send you a picture of it?
Who's the celebrity you most resemble? There's always room for that.
You know, I've been thinking about it, and...
See? Joe Torre?
Yeah.
Don Zimmer.
You know what? Get the Yankees tattoo on your ass if he has enough ink.
David Wells.
Yay! I'm gonna get it on the right side of my hip.
Well, who's the celebrity you most resemble? Jorge Posada?
Yeah. Cross between Nicole Kidman
and
Kate Winslet. But I'm not that like Kate Winslet.
Really? Well, then send us a picture of your Yankee tattoo.
Listen, enjoy a long off season of sucking strange men's seeds.
Oh God.
And goodbye to you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, Courtney.
Good day, ma'am.
Right.
My guy had to pick up the fight for you.
I didn't think Courtney had any clue what was going on.
That's why you should have pounced on her.
I can't pounce on her.
First rule of the jungle.
I can't pounce on her when she's, you know, that out of it. Yes, you want to get a little...
You can't pounce on a woman when she's out of it? Tiger?
Don't you think seriously that when somebody is, you know, being mocked, you want to either get it back or at least have them acknowledge that you're mocking them?
No, it's better if they don't know. It's better if... The joke is on them.
Right. Yeah, but if it had been from the beginning, it would have been more fun.
I think it was, though.
I'm sorry. Well, hey, look, I didn't enjoy any moment of that.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oops. There you go. You're on the air. I'm sorry. Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Mike. Are you just jealous because the Yankees actually made it to the World Series and the Sox didn't?
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
Well, yes.
You think correctly.
I mean, yes, we did lose the World Series.
You did. Yeah, what does that matter? You lost the World Series.
That's all that matters.
No, it isn't.
You are so full of it.
You think that when George Steinbrenner was having his little tantrum, do you think that's how he felt, that that's all that matters? BS. You choked. You were choking dogs. You played. Yeah, there we go. Look backwards. You suck. You suck. Your team sucks. You suck. And you got the ugliest team in baseball, too. Fugly. Fugly, fugly, fugly. You Yankee hump.
And listen, I'm on your side, but let me just say, I had a good look at some of those Florida Marlin guys.
Yeah, they weren't exactly pretty.
During the game on Saturday night. And the one thing that I noticed about most...
Baseball players aren't pretty like hockey players.
Most of the guys for the Marlins, especially the guy Pierre, mm-hmm. the outfielder, he wears a hat like that's three sizes too big for him.
Yeah, I know.
And he wears...
It's on his ears.
And he's like, he wears the batting helmet that's three sizes. Listen, as a fat guy... Who's trying to be a slimmer guy?
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Rodriguez?
Yeah.
You're not a fat guy. Why you go with the nickname Pudge?
Well, the Pudge is what you call catchers.
No, but Pudge means fat. Pudge means fat.
That's what I thought.
Pudge is what you call Charlie Broyhill. Now, I'm watching the game on Saturday night. For the brief moment, my wife lets me have it on. And when he's got that full catcher thing on, that big pad that he wears, he's got a little custom thing on the top that says real big, Pudge.
What's his nickname?
Pudge. Hey, lard ass.
He might have been a pudgy kid.
Hey, fatso.
I've never been a fan of the name Pudge either, though.
No.
I don't like Pudge.
And Pudge is...
You know why we don't like Pudge?
It's close to fudge.
Just we're kind of pudgy. That's why we don't like Pudge.
Well, you know, it's not that frankly, there was a time if you would have called me... What are you laughing at?
This is your reaction to
you would have called me pudgy.
Yeah.
I would have taken it as a compliment. Back when I thought it was really giant fat.
Right.
Now
I never liked pudgy. I like fat.
Do you like husky?
No, I like fat. I'm still fat.
I think I'm husky now.
You know what I hate?
Stocky. But I'm still fat, too.
We're all fat. I like it because I think you ought to... I don't like covering it up, you know?
But you know what?
You know what I hate the worst? I'm a little heavy. That's the orca qualifier right there. That's the person that's going to like go face down into a box of Mrs. Fields cookies. I'm a bit heavy.
I'll give you this though. Here's a good one. It has nothing to do with the topic. We're
I can handle overweight.
Yeah,
but labels, I'm overweight. That's what I say.
You're well spoken.
That's old people say about minorities.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's like a black quarterback or a black pitcher in the World Series,
and he's so well spoken,
like every white guy or every Hispanic guy that's ever played the game has been beautifully articulate. Hello, the guy comes up, and you know it's a put down when the announcer says. They do this during football games as well. There's Steven Davis. He's had a marvelous year, 178 yards today. Really knows the playbook. You know, a nice young man. We had some time to spend with him. Very dedicated to him. Very well spoken. It's like, hello, why don't I just call him the N-word?
Right, exactly.
He's a good N.
Exactly.
He's a really good
N. That
is
so true. And I really do. I mean, I've heard it from so many old people.
Old people
say that a lot.
That's Sammy Davis Jr. What a talent and so well spoken.
For another show and another time, because we really have to break. Sometime I'm gonna bring up what the guy said to me. A guy that I know, a black guy, who has on more than one occasion been to my house. When I was on the telephone with him recently, he said, "My N."
Right.
And I said, "What?" You know,
you were confused.
You know, yeah. How does a white guy react?
What do you say?
Well, what Don
told me this story, and what Don did was he started crying.
Uncontrollably.
I'm not your end.
And I did. I said to the guy, "Excuse me," because he was on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's been in my house before, and I've heard him say it to another guy as I walked out of the room.
Right.
And he said, "Man." Mm-hmm. Now, I figured at the time that's either, and I think I told Mike, I said this to you off the air.
Right.
It's either he's saying, "Oh, that guy's okay," or, "That guy's a tool."
Right.
You know, you don't really know. But now I'm on the phone with a guy, And I hang up with him, and whatever it is that we're talking about, we get done. I go, all right, man. He goes, my aunt. And I said...
It was a happy exchange,
yeah,
is what it was.
I said, excuse me? And he said, you're my aunt.
Right.
And I said, wow, I don't think I could say that to you, could I? And he said, sure, you're my aunt. Well, you know,
yes, it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But be rolling tape the first time that I say it to him, because that time is going to be never.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then I'm never going to feel comfortable enough to go, oh, you know, my aunt.
Right, right.
You know, like all of a sudden, it's like the lonely guy in a big spotlight with it.
It's like, what have you done, Mr. Geronimo? Right.
My N-word. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
She was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant, and I didn't believe it, because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'm looking at the clock, and I don't know if we're going to get this milk game in today.
You got a milk game for us?
Yeah. Mm. Well, see, we either set it up now and do it in the next break, or we wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
You should also know that we've still not heard the Jerry Lewis tapes from the telethon. We also have never gone to the list of the 50 most hated TV celebrities.
Yes.
We've never called George McFly. Mm. We have never done the Texas Hold'em thing with the guy putting the stuff on the on the
telephone poles.
We've never had our discussion about tongue scrapers. To be continued in great detail tomorrow after the dentist. And we've never gone through the tabloids.
Right.
Wow.
Plus, we got the new MILF game to play.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got our Halloween show to talk about. We got to do something on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We have no freaking idea what we're going to do. Robbie.
And don't forget Political Corner.
Yes, Political Corner, absolutely, with our new candidates in the spotlight.
Okay. You know, all right, here's what we'll do. We'll do this, but first let me do the Lisa Remedy thing.
There's an article in Parade Magazine about Lisa Remedy.
And it's funny, because if you consider the fact, and let me say for the record, I know you don't, but I don't hate her.
No, I don't either.
I just think that she's somebody, she's a television celebrity who's maybe already hit that peak and is on the way back down. And we had a nice give-and-take relationship with her for a long time, where... She came on the show, and she promoted her show, and then we had someone from a TV show on, and she was nice.
Right. And she was very nice to us.
Kind of a
had us out there. You know, we were on the show a couple of times.
But
it was fun.
If you go back in the archives, you can hear it when we first went out there, when we said, this will change once the show's been on the air for a while.
Right.
And... for whatever reason, it did. And now she's not necessarily an enemy.
No.
Although we did say that she's a good COC holster, and we do enjoy calling her Lisa Remedy.
Right.
Anyway, it all unraveled a couple of weeks ago after that VH1 special.
Yeah, we were making fun of that, and then she called us the next day and
didn't like that.
You know.
And then, you know, she thought she was really putting the arrow through our heart. Like going on Howard's show.
The very next day, as a matter of fact.
Ouch, are we reeling? We are reeling from that you booked yourself for a phoner on Howard's show. And when one of the last discussions we had with her was, I was fighting her pretty hard about this, the fact that she was putting her wedding on VH1, secondarily because they were paying for it, but primarily because it was going to air right before her show aired in its brand new time slot.
Yeah, and we were saying it was a promotional vehicle, and she seemed to have a problem with us.
She said nothing could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care what.
I think with the way she put it was she doesn't need any help.
Right.
She said that. Fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm now here. We go. Everybody gets Parade magazine, and they're in the. You know, it's. I use this incidentally on Sunday, just as the post. BM bathroom reading material.
There you go.
Nice.
You've had your morning BM with the sports section. You go over the college football, you look at the NFL matchups, you read the columns. Then you sit there, you're having your coffee, and you go, maybe a little bit more is going to come out.
Right.
Or maybe I need to clean a little bit. You go back in, Come on, it's happened. It happened to you last week. Don't you remember when you said to me, I got to go back
just to clean
up a little bit?
Thanks, yeah.
Well, you laughed as if I was the only one.
No, you're not the only one.
So, anyway, this is the perfect thing to bring in. If you just got a last little hunk to get out, or if you got to do some cleaning, because you can...
So you don't knock that out in the regular BM?
Oh, no.
It's much too short.
Yeah, because once you get past personality parade...
You can linger on different things like ads.
Right. The only thing that's fun for me still in the personality parade are the really dumb questions. And I remember once we read a dumb question in Parade magazine, and we called the lady on the air.
Yes, we did.
And she did not appreciate the fact that we were calling her to tell her question.
Back in the good old days.
To Parade magazine was dumb.
No.
But they got this thing on the last page, James Brady, Lee Remini. Mm-hmm. So... Here's what it says.
Now, this guy, just for a little background, if you're one of the few people that haven't ever seen this, he is the master of the softball interview.
He makes Larry King look like...
A tough guy. Like an inquisitor.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Right.
She's beautiful, a newlywed, and she stars on The King of Queens. But Brooklyn-born and raised Lisa Remini, who plays the wife to Kevin James, parcel delivery husband, is very, very apprehensive. Now, keep in mind that when we had our fight with Leah, mm-hmm. when I innocently brought up the fact, and I thought, rightly so, and what's wrong with admitting the fact, you're putting your wedding on TV. All right, that's weird. But you're putting your wedding on TV 2 days before your show premieres in its new time slot against killer shows, and your show's probably going to be canceled, mm-hmm. so you're doing everything you can to promote your TV show.
Right.
She refused to admit that. She said, I don't care about the competition.
Right.
Don't even talk to me about mm-hmm. it. Well, she was interviewed by this guy, I guess, the very next day.
Right.
So she says, and he writes, in fact, when we spoke just before this season's opening night, Leah confessed that she was in a panic.
Oh.
Quote, Kevin and I both bought houses. We are leaving them unfurnished. What was Remini on edge? What has Remini on edge is a change in the network schedule. This week, King of Queens is on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. Quote, we were up against a little show called The West Wing, she said sarcastically of the NBC powerhouse. Quote, and another little show called The Bachelor, unquote.
Yeah.
Quote, look at it this way, I told her. Now, this is the ask-us. Mm-hmm. So, right there, she's already talked about the stuff that she wouldn't talk about with us.
Yeah, I mean, she's saying that she is apprehensive about it.
Of course, which was...
Now, I don't know why, when I read this, I don't know why she... Maybe she was just in her defensive crouch that day, mm-hmm. and that's also explains the behavior after the fact, the way when she went on Howard's show.
So she says, we're up against a little show called The West Wing and another show called The Bachelor. Then the ask-us-er says to her, the guy that's writing the article, the James Brady that didn't get shot,
right.
He writes, look at it this way, I told her. They're not stupid at CBS. They must think your show is up to the challenge.
Okay.
What does she say to that?
Which so far has been great. Kevin and Leah have played Doug and Carrie for 5 seasons. Blah, blah, blah. Then you have her talking about Jerry Stiller and Mara. Oh, this is a typical TV star comment. They always tell you it's a happy set, said Leah. But this one really is. And Mira, Jerry Stiller's real wife, a comedian, is on the set all the time. I love her. And the cast and crew, we can really tell one another how we feel. No phoniness.
Right.
Why has King of Queens worked so well?
Why?
My answer would be, there ain't nothing else on Monday night at 8 o'clock, and you're sitting around on your ass, and you go, oh, this is not a bad sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's in a competitive time slot,
right.
Maybe it's not your go-to.
Right.
But on a Monday night at 8 o'clock...
Well, it's the factor when you're sandwiched in between a couple of them, that's what you do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's on the Raymond night, and, you know, the scheduling is everything. Let me see. Why does it work? It's a basic blue-collar show. Remini's no stranger to network TV. Let me see. Her sister, Leah, has 4 sisters, but only one is in showbiz. She's struggling, said Leah... There she is. Nice to pump your sister up in the newspaper. She's struggling, and she's a real pain in the rear. since she's moved in with me, do people come up to Leah in shops and restaurants to talk about the King of Queens? They do, she said, and I enjoy meeting them. But I don't like it when my mouth is full. I want to finish my meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This summer, Leah married her longtime boyfriend, Angelo Pagan.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Rob. Absolutely. Angelo.
I asked if the groom was an actor or a civilian. Now, here's what she had to say about him.
Oh, good.
Quote, he's a professional, she said. But he also runs a restaurant. Should we put in the name of the place and drum up business? No, she replied. He's selling out every night already.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. So she disses her sister.
And doesn't give the restaurant a plug in Parade magazine.
She doesn't mention Vivian's.
Wow.
Vivian's.
So I guess Vivian's doesn't need the help. It's a good flapjacks,
I guess.
But,
Mike, you know, I've not read the entire thing. Just right here, I want to tell you that she says, on the plane back from the coast after the Emmys, James Gandolfini was on board, and he told me how much he likes the show.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that.
I just want to say you're really talented, Leah.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for flying with me. I appreciate that. You're really an enormous talent.
And here you go. Speaking of the Emmys.
And I love your cans.
Lisa.
Great cans.
Excuse me. Leah.
Yes.
Leah, Lisa. Lisa Remini. Leah Remini. Lisa Remini.
Lisa Remedy.
Leah had plenty to say about the Emmys.
Ah.
It kills me that Jerry Stiller wasn't nominated. I'm sick to my stomach about it. He should be nominated every year. And so should Kevin James. The same people get nominated and win year after year. We're funny. We deserve recognition.
There you are. That's fine. I agree with you. Having won these theatrical and television awards before, I'm very pleased. I'd love it if the Sopranos could excel week in and week out like King of Queens.
Yeah.
That would make me extremely happy, Lisa. And might I stop by Vivian's when I'm in Los Angeles? Could I drop in for one of Angelo's pancakes?
She dishes him, and she dishes him.
Yes.
So bad.
One more thing. Could we perchance screw?
Of course.
Oh, very good.
Of course.
Thank you.
My mother has to be there.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much. And congratulations on your nuptials. Appreciate it.
Have I told you what he does?
What's that? What does your newlywed husband do?
Angelo Pagan.
Is he a professional?
But he also runs a restaurant.
Ah, wonderful. Would you like to give it a plug to me?
No. He's selling out every night already.
Well, good for him. That's terrific. Wonderful omelet. Absolutely.
Anyway, how funny is that?
Pretty funny.
My wife came in the other, yesterday right. Morning. We got back from South Carolina. She said, "Whoa, hey, look here.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is on the cover of Parade magazine."
Bingo, bango. And, you know, who knows how she feels about us? I mean, we're not even on the radar.
I'm pretty sure she hates us.
I think we're done with her. I don't think she likes us anymore.
That's fine, both ways.
I think that's right.
Well, I'll have a good time watching her go down. The ladder, I mean.
Either way.
The ladder, James Gandolfini.
I think she's scrappy. I think she's scrappy enough to be a, you know, not necessarily King of Queens. Who knows what's going to happen with that. I think she is extremely scrappy.
I think she loves... She'll land on her soft cat's paws, and I'm going to tell you where...
I think she loves doing what she does.
The Game Show Network.
You think so?
I could see her as a panelist on one of those made-for-game show networks.
I would see her going to another sitcom.
I would think her landing part might be Wii, the Women's Entertainment Network. She could host movies.
There you go.
No, I think maybe you're right, but I think it would
based on how tenacious she is and how much, and she'd probably be offended if I said this about her, but I mean, the fact is, you know, she loves the life as much as anybody could possibly love the life.
I think the fall is going to be to the two-letter network.
Really? Like WB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if not,
I see that happening.
And if not WB, dare I say it, basic cable. Perhaps in a USA or perhaps a Showtime made for Showtime sitcom.
But she will be working.
With nudity? if it's on Showtime?
Rob, eventually the nudity will come. I'm predicting the nudity will come within the next 5 to 7 years.
I still have that Stuff magazine that she was in.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
I'd like to see the nudity.
I think you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more the career continues to take step by step down the ladder, mm-hmm. the better the odds are that the clothes come off.
Right.
It's like a Casey Kasem thing. You know, what's he, when the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Right. The hits get bigger.
As the number of ladder steps taken down increases, mm-hmm. the chance that she poses nude increases.
Well, she's got a good agent, obviously. You know, keeping her face out there, keeping her exposed.
I guess so. Rob, I don't know if you see Bush or not. Certainly not in her first spread. I think her first spread would just be tasteful. Maybe not even full frontal on the breast. Maybe just like a lightly,
well, that Stuff magazine.
Lingerie.
Nude anyway.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like a, what's that fish I think of? I don't want to say flesh-colored, but a,
What, a dance skin?
No.
What are you talking about?
What's the color of a fish? It's a fish my wife eats all the time. A piece of fish.
Pink?
What?
Salmon.
Thank you.
A salmon-colored?
Like a salmon-colored see-through thing where you could see her boobs, but you wouldn't really be showing the boobs.
And we can diss her all we want, but we'd all still do her.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then who knows where we're going to be in 10 years mm-hmm. when she's making movies with farm animals.
Oh, God.
The 8mm.
Wow.
That's going to be great.
Watching, dear.
That's going to be great. You know, you crank up that old the old projector with a...
Don, I don't think they even make those anymore.
Sure they do.
Straight to video.
Well, sure they do. Yeah. Right, you're right. Straight to video.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it on Lisa Remedy.
Well, then.
That was in the Parade magazine.
Front page, on the cover.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? We used to know her. We knew her when.
Yeah, she doesn't like us anymore.
Now, when we come back, I'll give you a choice, actually, when we get back. And, Mike, you can tell me, because God knows I monopolized a lot of time talking about what I did this weekend. Do you want to talk about going to Blue Balls or the...
Blue Knob?
Blue Knob?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to. that would be lovely, really. Striking, really. That would be.
Because if we don't talk... I mean, we have a...
It was the last weekend of the band.
Then I think we should talk about
And you know what?
That.
I'm serious about one thing. We were taking... The band is on a hiatus. We are going to... The consensus was that, somewhere down the road, we'll play music again.
Mm-hmm.
But... The name will change. We all want to do it. And nobody, we've been trying this for a month and nobody's come up with anything.
Well,
and I need help as far as if I ever do this. I don't want to, I don't like the names that were picked.
And the names were?
Smell the Glove.
Yeah.
And Dirty Love.
I would combine them.
You like Dead Hamster.
Dirty Love, Smell the Glove.
Yeah, I don't...
Smell the Dirty Love.
I like the one-word thing. You
smell
know?
The Dirty Love Glove.
I like the one word. And then because there was a little mocking, which everybody mocks me, it was my name and then the name, you know?
Michael Aaron,
Dirty Love. And I said, I'm the drummer, and I'm not the front person for the band. And even though I do the radio show, I would like it to be just the name of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I didn't... But then there was great laughter ensuing when somebody suggested it's Mike O'Mara and Sheenus. The Sheenus is that apparatus that women put on their genitals pee like a man.
Ah. All right.
And so Mike O'Mara's Sheenus was not, you know.
We'll hear after the break.
It's a lot of love this weekend for me.
We'll hear about the final weekend, and I guess we'll save the political guy that we're going to be supporting. We'll do that on tomorrow's show.
Tomorrow's election day.
The band Crap. Oh, is it? Really?
No. Yeah, right. No.
No?
No, isn't that next week?
I don't know.
Yeah,
first Tuesday week. In November.
Oh, right. November. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been early then.
The band will regroup unless someone shoots Mike to impress Jodie Foster.
Wow.
I'm having a day.
Well, I guess so. I don't get it.
That's why
either.
They shot John Lennon.
Yeah, to impress Jodie Foster.
Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Is that why? Was that Jodie Foster?
Oh, no, you know what?
No, hold on. It was Hinckley.
Hinckley shot
did Reagan
to impress Jodie Foster.
Sorry.
Chapman just shot Lennon because he was obsessed with it.
We're normally so much more accurate with our 30-year-old references.
Sorry
about that.
I was out of it.
Sorry.
But it happened on election day, so.
Hey, okay, bud.
Yeah, I'm a big music star.
Okay.
Should have been there.
What was the count? What was the house count?
Total. There was a room.
Don't count the band.
There was a room.
Don't count the waiters or waitresses.
on one side and then a grill on the other side. And
hold on, we got
like 40 people.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This 50. Is the Don and Mike Show.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Did you wash your ass today? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm looking at this thing with today's show and tomorrow's show. I'll tell you, tomorrow we are going to do this MILF game.
Oh, good.
Plus, we'll get to this political guy. And me, love him long time.
Very good.
Also, tomorrow on the show, live in studio, topless, the Playboy Night Calls girls.
Mm. Oh, you mean the... Oh, really?
Yes, and their names are...
You ever watch that show, Buzz?
No, I don't.
Julie... It starts with a J.
Uh-huh. I've watched that show.
And Tiffany. They'll be on the show tomorrow.
Very cool.
Okay, yeah. So that's happening then. Hold on just a second. Mike. Spotlight on Mike.
Yes.
I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready. I was thinking I had something else. I got nothing else to say.
Well, where do you want me to start?
Hold on.
What?
Rob, you're right.
Damn it.
I had something.
God damn it.
See, I knew there was one thing that I had set up that I forgot.
Jeez, I lost my train of thought now completely.
Hey, look, Mike.
It's the Halloween spooks.
It's Barry White. He's dead.
Boy, he's lost weight. Wow.
All right, I just wanted to get this.
Is that Bob Hope bringing up the rear when he left?
We hadn't gotten the Halloween spooks in yet today.
Wow, I want to tell you.
Donnie!
It was a big weekend for the band, baby. You know, the big swan song.
All right, so Mike's band is going out of business. His prices are insane. And
well, this was a gig that was booked a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And we went up to a ski resort in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Right.
And I didn't know what was going to happen. It was kind of like not a lot of information was given to us as far as what was going to happen. And some of the information that was given to us was they were going to have this big party going up all weekend. The night got up there Friday night late, and there was no one there. And so that was Friday night. Nothing really going on. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like The Shining.
It was like The Shining, even though, I can't believe you brought that up, because even though it wasn't a big hotel similar to like the movie, it was a hotel resort. There were all these condos, and it hadn't opened yet. The resort was officially opening on Saturday.
Wow.
And so walking through the outside, you had to walk outside the condos, you just got the feeling that maybe there were people that were up there year-round that weren't quite right.
Did you get this feeling, Mike?
It was a little scary. It was a little scary.
And from around the corner, you thought you saw something, and then...
Congratulations. This is Max Roy Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. Just won the... CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Got it in on a Monday.
It was scary because you kind of had a feeling that this place had been haunted a little bit. And it wasn't really that haunted. It was fine. The next day we go down and the whole band's down there. We're all kicking around. It's 12 noon. We're not going to be on until 6 o'clock in the evening.
Right.
And we're in Pennsylvania. There's no snow, so there's no skiing. And what do you do? You know, what the hell do you do when you're at a resort and it's noon and you got a day to kill?
Right.
I thought I'd ask
Buzz.
I thought I'd start early. Buzz, it was...
It was not hiking?
It wasn't hiking weather. Actually, it would have been perfect hiking weather. But I began in earnest, seriously, at...
Drinking?
At high noon.
At noon on Saturday.
Right, right.
And what time is the gig
at? I began to get a feel for the... Thank you, Rob. The gig is at 6 o'clock. Oh. And I began to get a feel for the type of clientele when this lady, Dot, came out of the kitchen and really looked about as scary as I've ever seen anyone. And they informed me that Dot had gotten into the kitchen. She was like the kitchen manager or something.
Yeah.
Dot had arrived after partying apparently till 6 o'clock in the morning, and Dot was still feeling the effects of this. And Dot was flying around back there and yelling at people, and it was just very, very scary.
I said they're rotten, baby, yeah.
And Dot, I'm trying to think celebrity she most resembles.
Did you connect the dots?
I don't know. If you'd seen Dot.
Do you remember that candy?
Yeah. Dots.
Dots.
Yeah.
Who would be the celebrity Dot?
You ever eat Dots?
I don't want to be cruel to Dot, but it was she looked.
She can't hear, can she?
She looked like a Halloween mask.
There you go.
You know the one where it's like,
you know? Does it matter? I mean, when you're saying Halloween mask, it's not generally a compliment.
Well, it was because I think she'd had a little too much evening.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as nice as I'm going to be.
That.
So her
she
regular,
was a little scary.
Her regular.
Later on, somebody told me she was crying, and they took her away.
Oh dear.
So it was that. Scary. That was kind of the first indication.
But she didn't like the show.
As the, no, the show. What show? The only show was me sitting at a bar, you know.
Oh, no, I thought you meant later when you when your band did their farewell tour.
Well, here's the deal. When we started playing, this was a benefit for a guy that's had some illness. They were, I think, raising money for him. And it was a all-terrain vehicle poker run where they started in the morning, mm-hmm. and then they moved out, and they went to several different spots. Then they came back, and everybody was going to gather. And I thought, because of all the tables that were there, that we have this big throng. And we didn't have a big throng. It was one of the deals where the room was so big, and maybe 50 people were in there. But you know how it is in church where everybody wants to sit in the back row?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how they filled this room up.
Oh.
So we were supposed to go on at 6. We went on about 7:30.
How big was the room? What
the room was like a ballroom. Like, but you would see a ballroom.
250?
I think you could have put 200 people in there easy.
Okay.
And the room felt empty, and then it felt a little worse because the people were kind of sitting in the back.
Mm.
And then at 7 o'clock, we're told, this is the time we'll start. It's kind of casual. It's not really heavy duty. And we start playing, and, like, the people turn their backs and stuff.
Oh.
And it just wasn't working. You know what I mean? And it was like the swan song of the band. I was saying to myself, you know, maybe it could have been better than this. And we were going to play
How could it be better than being in Blue Knob, Pennsylvania, being drunk, playing in a club that's not even one quarter capacity and have people turn their backs?
Well, you and I have done.
How could it be better, Mike?
You and I have done Las Vegas style shows with big, big crowds, and we've done them where there haven't been crowds. So you can relate to how it feels when you're up there. It is so
never
hard.
Never.
To get.
Every time I've been on stage, either by myself or with you, especially with you,
mm-hmm.
every performance has been a command performance.
Thank you, Don.
Standing room only.
Right. So as I said, you can understand the way we felt. It's very, very depressing. It is very, and you have to smile and you have to pretend you're having a good time. But really, people just started, drifting off over into the bar when we started playing. And it was,
oh dear,
it was just a drag. And we'd start things would happen, like we'd start playing a song.
It's quite a swan song for the old man, that's all I can say. anybody from the band formerly known as Crap is listening, that's a hell of a swan song for the old man.
You know, we'd start playing a song, and right when we'd be doing the intro of the song, they'd come up and want to do a drawing,
uh-huh.
and the whole band would stop.
Oh, God.
And it just, which is about as unprofessional as it gets. And we were just, you know, we were all troopers. Everybody hung in there. But what I decided to do between the first set and the second set to compensate for this this depressing environment was to continue to drink more and continue to imbibe. I thought that was the best way to handle that. And then at the end of the evening, they brought another band in that was from Altoona,
hey, local favorite.
Pennsylvania, and they played over on the other side, and we hung out over there, and then apparently the way I heard it the next morning, on Sunday morning, was a half hour after we had left, a cat fight broke out, and the bikers in the bar got into an all-out brawl with broken noses and everything, and that was my weekend at the haunted resort. It was a little. It was not the swan song that I wanted for the old man.
Mm.
So the issue remains, though. It is a hiatus. It is not breaking up the band, but
let's take you now.
Right.
Let's take you now to Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Crab. Can you hold on a second there, guys? Can you hold on a second? Hold on. Stop.
Bam.
Stop. You stop for a second? Thank you. We've got a really beautiful Remington six shooter right now. If you have ticket number B849C, please come on up right now. This is a beautiful Remington rifle. It'll kill a squirrel. It'll kill a raccoon. It's really, really beautiful. Again, that winning number was, well, I already gave it to you.
Now, do you have the cricket, Sandy?
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Mike O'Mara and Kraft.
Yeah, hold on. Hold the cricket. So give me the echo. I'll give you this. There it is. Right. All right. Is that talking between the first? Turn them off. Turn the crickets off. All right. Yeah. All right. Do I have that? Hey, welcome. It's great to be up here at Blue Knob, Pennsylvania. Is everybody ready to have a good time tonight? And they stop.
I'll give you
the gig went.
Okay, one more. I'll give you the right setup. Go ahead.
Right.
You can do it again. Go ahead.
Hey, it's great to be up here at Blue Knob, and hope everybody's having a good time. You all ready to have a good time tonight? Okay. We got another raffle to do? All right. Wish we played that. I want to play that. Just a little smoke on the water. Don't worry about it. Never mind. Just talk amongst yourselves with your backs to us.
Guys, can you hold on just a second, please?
Hey, wait. We're starting a song here. All right. Wait, you want to do another raffle?
We have a six-pack of donuts from Krispy Kreme right now. These are really, really good. If you're ticket holder number...
PM, you just do
that. Your ticket number 6989, MikeWantisToend. Mike wants this to end. Come up right now. And now here they are, ladies and gentlemen, once again... Mike O'Mara. No, come on, that's not funny.
Thank you all for coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara and Kraft.
Thank you. It's really, really great to be here.
Excuse me, guys.
How happy I am. What? No.
Excuse me, guys, you need to just stop for a second. There's a black Ford Escort in the parking lot. Maryland license plates BXM269. Your lights are on.
Thank you, sir. Let me just say, the Kraft Blues Band's delighted to be up here. We've never really played on a mountain before. Yeah. This is the swan song for the band. Okay. All right, thanks for effing coming. So that really, in a nutshell, is how it went.
I'm sorry. Cat fight later.
Yeah, they were into that.
Cat fight later at the biker bar.
Catch me in the back of the bar. I'll be at the back of the bar. I'll be there. I'll be over here if you need me. Eat me, you hillbilly. Yeah, so that's how it went.
Well,
but it's always fun to play, no matter what. It's not. No, it's fun to play when the place is packed and people dance and everybody has a good time. And fortunately, there were a few times when we had that. But I need a name and I need your help.
I like
your help. I don't want to do it. You know, not water cooler contest.
I like the hamster thing. What was the hamster?
I don't like that hamster.
Why? Dead hamster.
I don't
good.
Like it.
Michael Mara's dead hamster.
No, I see. You know, you would have had a good time with the boys. You would have been right there. Boy, were they having fun with me.
I didn't like that. What do you got, Robbie?
A cat fight.
Cat fight.
Michael Mara's cat fight.
Not just Mike. Not Mike. He's got a good...
There you go.
Cat fight. People are going to think broads when they hear cat fight. They'll be disappointed, but at least they'll come.
Cat fight. Something cat fight.
He made it up.
Da Vinci's cat fight.
Da Vinci's cat fight. Rob Spiewak. He's got a good mind for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and precious little...
Labia Majora.
Wouldn't I like to?
Wouldn't that be great?
Labia Majora.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hold on a second. What's she doing? Beverly, hold on, please. You got it, Robbie? Hold on.
Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Forget it. Tidal Basin.
Forget it. Shut up, Beverly. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
We don't need the echo thing. I already said Labia Majora.
Yeah, and thanks to... We had a couple of people come up from down here all the way up there, and
wow.
I want to thank the two of them.
Why don't you thank them by name?
I think the one guy that did it, I wish I remembered his name. Yeah. He's a big fan of the
Lucky.
Band.
That's Lucky. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story today?
Today, Busty Brittany bears bitterness.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it when you do that thing.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That thing where all the letters are the same.
Alliteration.
Yeah, that, I like that too.
Alliterate.
That was all very...
That was professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
On Thursday, we're giving away a 6-day, 7-night trip for two to Sydney, Australia.
Wow. That is a good prize.
Great prize from Fox. Season premiere of True Calling Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on Fox. Have you ever thought if I could just do that day over again, I would do it over differently and change the outcome? Incidentally, every day I think that. That's the show True Calling. That's Thursday nights on Fox. Time now for Buzz's new show. Buzz brought to you by Veramax. Sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Trying today, Veramax 1-888. Try VMAX Buzz. If you would just give me 30 seconds before we get to the news show. I asked Mike why he's dressed up.
Yeah.
And Mike's going to a DNC thing tonight.
Yep.
Party for former President Clinton.
Good for you.
And I thought we were supposed to have a girl on to show us her boobs who's going to be there tonight.
Wow. Never heard back.
Oh.
Never heard back. I was just telling Mike about that. About that. Now the
Dream.
Correct.
Dream. Dream. That's like a rave club.
Hmm.
Right?
I could be on that. I have no idea.
I've never been there, so I don't know. It's a nightclub. It's a dance club.
Well, Mike was saying that he was going to this thing for Clinton, and I said...
It's my favorite rave club when I go out raving. It's not, wonderful.
It's not a rave club.
What's that?
What's a rave club?
I thought
that was like a warehouse.
I don't know. But when I get all whacked out on ecstasy,
right,
that's where I go.
No, you know, it might not be a rave place.
I saw actually on the website they showed a picture of it. It doesn't look like a rave place.
But Mike is wearing his grown up clothes.
Yeah, got a suit on
and is going to this thing.
I don't know whether I'm overdressed or not.
Are you going as a target?
What do you mean as a target?
Just for some of the shootings.
What shootings?
Well, maybe it's a different place.
Have there been shootings at this club?
I don't know.
Okay, we're working with Adam Nutt with Charlie right now.
You know, Charlie's got a wonderful ability to try to be funny, doesn't he?
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Anyway, the way that when Charlie was talking with me last week, pitching me stuff, he said, hey, we got this guy that wants to come on and talk about this fundraiser that DNC's having in this club, Dream. And the first thing that I said to Charlie was, oh, isn't that a rave club? And then he said, yeah, but look at this picture of this girl that's going to be there, and she'll come down and show her boobs to promote the event. Now, is she officially tied into the event, or is she just a stripper that's going to be there?
She's just a stripper who's going to be there. She is.
And she didn't call back?
She was a model, I believe, in Playboy. Oh,
that's an unusual thing that she didn't call back, Charlie.
I was shocked.
All right,
I'm sure she'll be on time.
All right, thanks, Charles.
Okay.
Hey, what about the guy? What we were going to do was, what happened to the guy from the DNC?
Charlie's gone.
Because, see, my thought was...
Charlie, what the hell?
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, he's back.
What happened to the guy from the DNC that we were going to have on?
That's the guy who never called back. I was going to put the two of them together.
Oh, did the girl ever call back?
No.
No? Okay, neither one called
back. So, nobody called back.
Correct.
Well, I'll give you a full report tomorrow and let you know exactly what it's like.
Let us know.
I sure hope that the two big pictures on the e-invitation that I got, I hope they're going to be there, because I'd like to...
Who's that?
I'd like to see the president, and I'd like to see Beyonce Knowles, and if they're not there, I'm going to be really disappointed. It's supposed to be a lot of good people there.
Well, there's supposed to be some Redskins there, too, remember?
Oh, yeah, the list had a bunch of guys who have long been gone.
They've got probably 15 Redskins current players that are
going to
be down there.
Not just names that were
gone. And they've got a lot of people that were...
former Redskins.
That we've known, yes, former Redskins, too.
Ah. But Pat and Will are going to be there, too.
Who are Pat and Will?
Guys that work out with the Redskins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who would they be? Because should I try to track them down and say hello to them?
No.
I
guarantee no.
Should I try to avoid them?
No, they're great guys, but
they're nobodies. They're guys who just work with the Redskins.
Right.
And their name is on the list as as gone.
Oh, they like snuck
yeah.
in.
But they put it in there with, you know, it says like LeVar Arrington would be a name
right.
that you would.
I didn't see his name on the list.
Or some.
I didn't see. I mean, you know those guys better than I do, but I didn't see the, you know, like Hold Ramsey on. Or anything like
Reggie
that.
Reggie Branch going to be there?
No, I don't think Reggie's going to be there.
Ricky Irving?
Sadly enough, I don't think he's on those lists anymore, Charlie.
Hold on, here's a confirmation or a denial about dreams.
Yeah, it's the converted warehouse that they turned in. The owner that used to own Republic Gardens down on U Street converted it into a four-level club. It's got a deck. You know, it's in the hood now.
I know it's in the hood. I know it's in the hood.
Is it a rave club?
No, it's not a rave
club. All right.
It's pretty upscale and everything.
Yeah, very upscale.
Down the street on West Virginia, they got some of the best weed in D.C.
Hey, can I tell you something, my friend?
What's up, bud?
You are so well-spoken. Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just want to say that's where Puffy has all his parties. So, Mike, you're in good company.
Hey, I hope I get a chance. I don't think Puffy's going to be there, though.
All right.
All right. That's where that girl was coming from that ran down the cop. Last summer or summer or two before, she was drunk and she ran the cop down.
It's another sparkling endorsement for the show.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe there have been some shit.
I think
there.
Mr. 40 works down there.
All right. See, I don't know.
See you guys.
I think Mr. 40 works security down there.
He's a full time entertainer.
He is a full time entertainer.
I just hope this isn't like another one of those, what's that party you went to you were disappointed at? The magazine?
The Maxim magazine party?
I hope it's not a Maxim thing.
You know what? But here's the deal. Now that I go to these things, I don't have any expectations.
Hello, Kyle?
Good.
Hey, Mike. Don, Mike. How you
doing? And the truth would be honest. The truth is, you do hope I'm disappointed by it.
Of course.
So, let's be clear on these things.
Just for the show.
Ever since the Red Sox, let's be clear on all of these things. You hope I'm not disappointed. The opposite is true.
Just for the show, though.
I mean, you are hoping against hope that I go down there, and it's like, there are dead bodies hanging from meat hooks, and there's no one there.
I'm not hoping that.
Well, thank you, Buzz. I appreciate that.
I hope you're raped.
Now, finally, we can be honest about things.
I'm a polar opposite. I hope you end up with Clinton tonight.
Really? Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be fun, man? I'll tell you all about it.
I hope you rape him.
I don't go that way.
I know you,
man.
My imagination is the words will be said, I've heard you do me on the show, and I enjoy it.
No way.
I bet he listened to the show.
Yeah, you know what? You know it'll be a success if I get with as close as I am, even physically, to any celebrities that are there, any big celebrities.
And then you dive and touch them?
And then I leave.
Kyle?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I really hate to disappoint you, but Beyonce Knowles is performing at the Video Music Awards tonight, or the Radio City Music Awards tonight, so she will not be attending.
Ah, that's right. She's in Las Vegas. That's a live broadcast tonight.
Yeah.
So why'd they use her on the thing, then? Just to sell tickets or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a hot little body to get you there.
Did you buy them or get them for free?
Hey, no. Come on.
All right.
who are you talking to?
I know. How much did you pay?
I didn't buy them.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't buy them.
Good for you.
I'm there for free.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then have a good time. Then you know what? You're the most popular guy there already. Don't worry
about it. I hope I'm not.
Don't worry about it.
I will be, seriously. I will be in and out of there in 5 seconds.
No, you're walking on. You're already playing with the house money.
This is new to me, though. This thing. It's not even like the other thing, because I don't do. You know, I don't do this very often. So I, you know, I hope it's not a total bust. But if it is, you know, I'll even call you if it's early enough.
Call me if you get shot.
I will. It's in a tough neighborhood.
Call me if you get shot.
It's a very tough neighborhood. Hi, what school do you go to?
I bet it's every bit as fun as an NFL commissioner's party. Maybe even more so.
Now, F you, Rob. That is horrible, because you know how I feel about those.
And, Rob, you know...
This is an exclusive ticket.
And you know you can't get good weed at an NFL commissioner's party.
You know that.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
True. All right. Buzz?
Yes.
You and I leading the simple life.
Yeah, just stay at home, guys.
Look at that. Look at you all dressed up.
Yeah.
Ready to go out tonight. Ready to get it done.
Go to a swanky place with secure valet parking and babes.
I checked the website. Buzz been on the website?
Yes, I have.
Jot down the address for me.
I will do that.
Because I'll need to tell the cab driver.
You got it.
Do they have an icon for shootings?
No, they don't. Just secure valet parking.
Now, you know what you're doing now?
Be safe.
Now you're frightening me.
Scaring you.
Now you're scaring me, and that's what you wanted to do all along.
I'm really
bummed about the Beyonce thing.
Did you bring your fancy sports car or your four-wheel drive?
I'm bringing a cab.
Ah, good.
Staying downtown.
staying downtown. That means it will be a festive night.
Maybe.
Oh, it could mean...
I'm a little tired.
Or...
I'm a little tired.
The old in and out.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Go to Club Dream and just click on the body bag.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you immediately if it's a safe place or not.
This is true.
That's right.
You'll have fun.
You know, this is one of the reasons I probably don't get invited to parties very often right now.
No.
Like what? You know, I'm the one saying this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Shut not... up. Come on.
You
come on. Knock it off. Leave me alone. Stop picking on me. I'm going to have a good time tonight. All right?
Maybe you'll meet Wilma Thomas.
Who's Wilma Thomas? Oh, Wilma from Fox 5.
Channel
5. I told you that other radio guy is going to be there. He's the guy I want to hang out with.
What?
Bob Madigan.
Oh, he's
the guy from WTOP.
That's who I want to hang out with.
You know what that says to me? I didn't say this to you when you mentioned that to me.
Right, right.
Tough ticket. If Bob Madigan got it, that's a tough ticket, my friend.
Sure.
It's tough. Well, I wish you...
I will give you the total number of minutes in there.
I know you like politics and you like the hobnobbing and...
I am a big supporter of the Democratic Party. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Proud to say that, too.
Which one of the...
I don't think I'll be writing a check, though, tonight. Because I got him for free. I don't know.
Well, it's early.
I don't know. I'm already... You know what? You know what all of you have done?
Ruined
you
it already?
You served to disappoint me already.
Already?
And now I just flat out don't want to go anymore.
Hey, well, yeah.
Congratulations. You've ruined it. I was really looking forward to it, but it's like everything, isn't it? It's like everything. It's all about expectations, and they're always
why,
bigger than what the reality is,
which
isn't
is why,
it?
Seriously, and I know I've said this to you, and I try, and I fail at this regularly, just lower your expectations.
Really, you shouldn't thank us.
No, the deal is, you know, probably I should, because now I go in with eyes wide open.
I mean, lower your expectations for everything.
Everything in life?
From the moment you wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
think, this is going to be a crappy day. Then when you get up,
yeah.
And you have a solid VM already, you're going,
hey, bonus, party.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Plus points.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, but it's no fun. Being disappointed is fun, don't you? Didn't you follow my Red Sox career?
Yeah, but
don't you understand that's
yeah,
what I live
I get
for?
It.
I live for the great expectations followed by the crushing disappointment.
My disappointment, O'Mara!
Thank you. Thank you.
Buzz?
Yes.
You had a lead story that had a bunch of bees in it, and we got a break before... But what we're all doing, you know, I'm sorry, it got away from me today.
You want the bees again?
Yeah, just give me the bees as the tees.
A busty Britney bears bitterness.
There you go, Buzz's bees.
I heard she's going to be there.
We'll be right back.
Sure.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Occasional a-holes, Don and Mike.
Buzz, my apologies.
No problem.
But then again, last Thursday, you did pretty much take up the entire show, so
that's
I don't,
how
feel,
I feel, yeah.
Don't feel bad that we kind of infringed on the news today. We'll get back to our regular news schedule tomorrow with Buzzy. Now the big-breasted, broad Britney.
That's right. Okay, so she kissed Madonna after having sworn off men for 6 months.
She was a whore.
Britney Spears says that doesn't mean she's a lesbian. She says she just needed some time after Justin Timberlake told Barbara Walters that the girl who claimed to be a virgin wasn't.
Oh, and listen, about that, mm-hmm. if there's another story that I read in one of our industry publications
mm-hmm.
about radio stations, I think there was one in Los Angeles, Atlanta, maybe in South Florida somewhere.
Right.
What they did was they took the picture of Madonna kissing Britney Spears
mm-hmm.
just as their mouths are about to touch each other's, and they put it up on a giant billboard where
right.
it says something like, you know, Kiss FM or,
right.
or
right.
whatever.
We hate their music, but we do them.
Yeah,
that's the capture.
To cause controversy.
Right. Sure.
Because then people drive down the highway, they
mm-hmm.
see the sign, they complain, and then the radio station gets added bonus publicity.
It's all a big scam, just like parties.
That's right. Well, quoting Britney, the world knew after he told them all. What am I supposed to say? No, I didn't. Can you say I'm a little bitter with men? Just
don't
a little.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just f-ing stand out there like that.
Here she is, Britney Spears.
Really? Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded.
Britney.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
This is really her.
Mm-hmm. Britney.
Oh, no. What are they doing? Let me see.
I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out. That's how they were going to
Van, it's retarded.
Okay, thanks.
Retarded.
Retarded.
Shut up! I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
Yeah. Well, so after Justin spilled the beans about banging Britney, she says, I was like, okay, I'm over men. They're mean. In a new Newsweek interview, Britney poses more questions than she answers, like with the wife of the governor of Maryland saying she'd like to shoot Britney, quoting again, why are they mad at me? What's too sexy to them? My family, we walked around the house naked. By the time I was 13, my dad was like, Britney, it's time to start covering yourself up. I'm very free like that, end quote.
Hey, that sounds kind of exciting to me.
Britney recently posed topless for Rolling Stone and bottomless for Esquire, but she says she wouldn't want her daughter dressing like that.
Is it this one?
I don't know.
Who's on the cover of that one? The Strokes?
Strokes.
That was Fred Rerun Barry.
Yes.
Bob Hope.
Right.
Gordon Lee.
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross. Yeah, right. Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's a good band, though.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
I like the Strokes.
Britney says she wouldn't want her daughter dressing the way she does, quoting again, not that it's dirty or tacky, but it's really revealing, and I wouldn't want my kid at 21 to be dressing like that.
Great lesbian kiss in here with that pink. Kissing some stranger.
I like that.
That is a great still shot of a lesbian kiss right there.
That's a real lesbo kiss.
Yes. That's a real serious one.
I enjoy the pink.
That's a good shot.
I like pink.
Sure kiss. Like the paparazzi.
Except there's something about her mouth, about that pink mouth.
Exactly.
Pink. Yeah. I mean, but it doesn't work for me. It's not new and improved Joker product.
No, but it's different.
It's a weird mouth. I'd like a Gwen Stefani mouth on her, and she'd be about perfect.
I think you remember that mouth when you first saw it, when it was on Billy Idol.
Yeah. Maybe her...
Think about her hair, too.
Maybe her effeminate husband wasn't the only guy who got a beating at the hands of Liza Minnelli. A former bodyguard says she used to get drunk and rough him up, too. Imad Handi is no girly man. He's a 6-foot former world martial arts champion. He says Liza beat David Guest, and he says he heard David's cries for help. Quoting him, as I tried to pull her away, that's when she hit me as well.
Here's what he had to say.
Imad Handi?
I heard martial arts, and I thought...
No, he just happens to be good at martial arts.
Oh, what the heck? You just like playing the tape.
He can probably speak this.
Yeah, right.
Agreed.
Britney, yes.
Jesus.
Smelly glove.
I got to tell you, I'm trying to find this picture in Rolling Stone. It's probably not the right issue, but there are so many sexy pictures in here. Yeah. It's amazing. You want to see a great one?
Yeah, sure.
Check this out.
You got to sell magazines.
Look at
that. Wow. Hey, hold on.
That's my screensaver.
It says fat boy.
Yeah.
And it's a picture like of a 13-year-old kid without a shirt on. He is fat.
Hey, Robert Eiler for a second.
Hey,
if somebody makes fun of me, I just act really strange and turn it around on him.
Yeah.
That's from the 1985 Madison High School yearbook.
Young Rob
Spielhack.
Young Rob.
Young Rob.
So unhappy.
That's Rob, age two. Like baby Rob.
Oh, my God.
What's the page number of that Rolling Stone? So people...
It is the Strokes issue, and it's page 56. It says Fat Boy.
You want to see what Rob looked like as a baby?
Liza's bodyguard says he also remembers David Guest being surrounded by bottles of pills, including morphine, which he says David must have learned about from Liza.
Mm-hmm.
In sports, California wildfires have forced the NFL to move tonight's game to Tempe, Arizona.
Wild.
The game was to have been played in San Diego, but now the Chargers and the Dolphins are both playing an away game.
Wow. I'm chock full of questions about that. I'm going to watch the game, obviously, tonight, because that's what I do.
Right.
Will anybody show up in Tempe? Because
right.
I don't show up for the regular games.
Right.
Who do you root for? Do you root for the Dolphins or the Chargers if you're going to the game? And... John Madden was all the way in San Diego.
Yeah.
I have a question about John Madden, and I think he's coming on the show around Thanksgiving. I'll ask him, but this I've wondered. Unless the game, that the Monday night game, is in the Bay Area where John Madden lives, does that mean that like 6 months out of the year, that guy gets a pass away from his wife?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if Monday night football is in St. Louis, then in Chicago, then in Pittsburgh, then in Miami.
Yeah, he's on the bus.
It's brilliant.
So it's like the whole time.
He doesn't fly home.
Right, and he only goes home during the season, like if the Raiders or the 49ers are on TV?
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
But wait a minute. Now, with the new schedule,
Could it, well, it's the same
thing. Same deal. Yeah. He's got to be
different cities. Got to be somewhere.
He's got to be somewhere one week later.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just that's what I do. It's the schedule I got. You know, I go around and ooh.
Frau Madden getting it done.
Up to help fill the stadium, Arizona's not charging admission for tonight's Monday night game.
They should try that for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I bet they get a halfway decent crowd.
The game is free. Finally, there are a lot of reasons people move to new homes. This is not usually one of those reasons. Paul and Lisa Allott sold their $250,000 house in northern England after how much do you like them?
A lot.
After just 15 months in the house, they're gone. They were haunted by the name of the street. The name was so unbelievable, taxis and pizza delivery men would never show up. People just made fun of Paul and Lisa for living on such a street. Teenage boys would stop by to pose for pictures next to the street sign.
This is the setup.
Yes, it is. They'd bear their, are you tired yet?
No.
They would bare their buttocks when they did this, when the boys posed with the sign. That seemed appropriate, considering they were posing next to a sign for Butthole Road. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Worth it.
It's a muddy road on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh. No, that's it, Dirty Penny. You gotta go. I try to do better tomorrow. We see you with a new episode then, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good luck tonight with your smelly glove.
Thank you very much.
Friend.
Joyous friend. Good day.
To your old friend.
B.M.
Peters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.